Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
The Senate's poised.
Giving the people that have come here illegally a chance.
To okay immigration reform.
It stinks. They should throw them all back.
Who's the man?
Your American Idol, Taylor Hicks.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The voices are loud. On both sides of the immigration divide,
Enforce the law!
The Senate today is expected to approve an immigration reform measure that's generated sharp debate. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain's one of the prime movers behind the sweeping bill, which has the backing of President Bush.
We agree that border security is our first and highest priority. The difference is we believe that we need a comprehensive solution to it.
But many in the House oppose a provision giving millions of illegals a pathway to citizenship. North Carolina Republican Congressman Walter Jones says some constituents have been making their point by sending bricks to him. They want use in building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
I think this says a whole lot when someone will go to the trouble and the expense of sending a brick to a member of Congress to remind that member of Congress that we need to protect the border.
As CBS's Bob Fuss reports, immigration reform is a long way from law.
The Senate finally passing its bill today is a step in a process that could easily fail to produce an immigration bill for President Bush to sign. He likes the Senate version, but most Republicans in the House do not. The two versions, the Senate giving legal status to most illegal immigrants, the House declaring them all felons, have to be reconciled into something that can pass both bodies, and that will be very hard to do.
This is Steve Futterman live at the Otay Mesa border crossing on the eastern edge of San Diego. Here, immigrants, legal and illegal, are a daily part of life. 14 million people go through this border crossing every year. People here are closely watching developments in Washington. Most say their major concern is what will happen to those immigrants in the U.S. illegally.
I'm Chris Mavridis in Newburgh, New York.
Well, load up.
Far from the southern border on this day. This place is the front line.
Go. Go ahead, Sean. Go.
For one
go.
Part of the immigration battle.
Let's go block off the intersection, guys.
Homeland Security's ICE Enforcement Unit has sights on two convicted criminals.
Who have been ordered removed and failed to comply with those orders.
The unit's Mark Raimondi says there's up to 500,000 fugitive aliens in the U.S.
Ranging from identity theft to murder.
These two serve time for guns and money laundering. Both were nabbed and will be deported.
We are a land of opportunity, but we're a nation of laws. And when you violate those laws, you forfeit your right to that opportunity.
Chris Mavridi, CBS News, Newburgh, New York.
The separation of powers feud between Congress and the executive has reached the highest levels of the House. Speaker Dennis Hastert is angry over documents seized in a weekend raid on the offices of Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson, the target of a bribery probe.
Those materials ought to be returned. Those people involved in that issue ought to be frozen out of that.
Hastert is also demanding ABC News retract a report that says the speaker's being investigated in connection with a Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal. Hastert's office says it is absolutely untrue. The Justice Department has twice denied it. ABC News says it's standing by the report. Well, tens of millions held their breaths.
The winner of American Idol Season 5 is...
Before host Ryan Seacrest announced that the victor was a 29-year-old soul singer from Alabama.
Taylor Hicks!
Back home in Birmingham, Hicks's Soul Patrol fans brought the house down. Hicks beat Catherine McPhee to claim his prize.
It's only just beginning.
And with a winner's title comes a recording contract. And the morning after, Hicks tells the CBS Early Show he's still pinching himself.
This is such an amazing dream come true for me, and the American dream as well.
Time on the Roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Thousands are expected to turn out today to honor the Denver firefighter who died from injuries received battling a house fire over a week ago. The funeral for Lieutenant Rich Montoya beginning at 11 o'clock this morning at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. A procession of 150 fire vehicles will then travel to Fort Logan National Cemetery. Carrying his body will be antique fire engine number 4, renamed as Engine 9 in his honor.
We are the first department in 4 or 5 states around us that actually has a fire truck designated and dedicated as a hearse.
Denver firefighter Daniel Farley talking to our partners at 9 News. Barry will be at 2 o'clock. Public reception held at the Colorado Convention Center at 3:30 this afternoon. Cleveland Browns running back Reuben Drones is in the Arapahoe County Jail in connection with a domestic violence incident.
On May 12, 2006, at about 11:30 p.m., the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office was contacted to respond to an address in the city of Centennial in reference to a reported domestic violence.
Drones will make a court appearance later this morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We're still looking at late construction up on the north end of traffic southbound. We're still down to a single lane at the 128th Avenue Bridge. Now, unfortunately, we're backed up now to 136th Avenue, and fortunately, CDOT should be on scene very shortly picking up those final cones. Now, across southbound to I-25, we now have a two-car accident working on the ramp heading on from Santa Fe, so do expect delays as you make your way in and out of the downtown area. And other than that, speeds are still on the high side. 225 is checking clear. We're also looking at a great drive across C-470. In today's forecast, we've got another very warm day ahead.
Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
Is limited, available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Osgood File, May 25th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, let's spend the next 4 hours talking about American Idol, since there doesn't seem to be anything else in the news this morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Marvin here. And a high of 83 today, mostly sunny. It looks like it's going to be a good Memorial Day weekend. Once again, don't forget those that have given so much for us, including the 17,000 to 18,000 who have come home damaged from the Iraqi war, and also those that are over there now, and those that have fought in past wars as well. We're going to be joined this morning by Senator Jack Reed from Rhode Island. We'll talk to him this hour about Iraq and about Bush's PR campaign, his latest PR campaign about a proposed troop withdrawal. George W. Bush has a live press conference this evening with British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Oh, Lord. Do we have to stay up and watch that? Or can I just go to bed early and skip it and catch the highlights of it tomorrow morning? You know, Blair, why is Blair going along with Bush? That's an interesting question, isn't it? We should get somebody on here to answer that. Because I have never been able to figure that out. The British public does not support the war in Iraq either. Anyway, we'll talk to Senator Jack Reed from Rhode Island. We've also got David Sirota in, who's got a book called Hostile Takeover, which will anger you how big money and corruption conquered our government and how we take it back. And this book is another one of these books in a long list of authors and a long list of books we've had on this show that are an absolute must-read, that you got to read this book. And you know what? If you don't read any other section of this book, read the section on taxes alone. It will open up your eyes. It will blow your mind. And things like the immigration debate and other things that go on in this country will suddenly begin to make some degree of sense. And what I mean by that is that while people are on the radio, on talk shows, and writing letters and screaming about, you know, women with babies from other countries who come and get medical care, and the taxpayers have to pay for it, it pales in comparison to how much corporate America and corrupt politicians are ripping us off, you and I, and how the Bush tax cuts are strangling this government. And David Sirota gets into all of this, and we'll have David here, and we'll hopefully get him to take some phone calls and get him to stick around for maybe an hour instead of doing one of our usual 20-minute interviews. This book in itself deserves 4 hours alone. And I'm telling you right now, if you're out of something to read and you need something to read, you should pick this book up called Hostile Takeover by David Sirota. It's a book worth reading. There's a story this morning in the Washington Post on WashingtonPost.com, and it's in the Washington Post. Vice President Cheney was personally angered by a former U.S. ambassador's newspaper column, Joe Wilson, attacking a keynote rationale for the war in Iraq, and repeatedly directed I. Lewis Scooter Libby, then his chief of staff, to get all the facts out related to the critique, according to excerpts from Libby's 2004 grand jury testimony released late yesterday by special counsel Patrick J. Fitzgerald. Libby also told the grand jury that Cheney raised an issue that the former ambassador's wife worked at the CIA and that she allegedly played a role in sending him to investigate the Iraqi government's interest in acquiring nuclear weapons materials. The issue formed the basis of the former ambassador Joseph Wilson's published critique, which we now know is false, that information that Joseph Wilson's wife had a hand in sending him is not true. In the court filing that included the former secret testimony, Fitzgerald did not assert that Cheney instructed Libby to tell reporters the name of the role of Valerie Plame, Wilson's wife, but he said Cheney's interactions with Libby on the topic were a key part of the reason Libby allegedly made false statements to the FBI about his conversations with reporters around the time her name was disclosed in news accounts. The state of mind of a vice president as communicated to the defendant is directly relevant to the issue of whether the defendant knowingly made false statements to federal agents, grand jury, regarding when and how he learned about Ms. Wilson's employment and what he said to reporters regarding this issue. You know, the thing that goes on about this Valerie Plame situation that goes on every single day, that's never talked about, and that it's never discussed. And think about this for a second. You've got Alberto Gonzalez, and you've got the Justice Department threatening to go after journalists under the 1917 Seditions Act. You've got Alberto Gonzalez, the Justice Department, and George W. Bush running all of this NSA spying stuff. You've got them hunting down and putting this big emphasis on trying to find the people who leak stories like to James Risen of the New York Times about the things that have gone on in Iraq and the things associated with Iraq, and to other reporters like Dana Priest of the Washington Post who describe the black ops sites. But yet, the CIA, the FBI, the Justice Department cannot solve the Valerie Plame leak case. We have no idea who leaked Valerie Plame's name. And here it is. How long has it been? And there's no resolution to any of this. Don't you find that funny? You know what it is? It's that the White House doesn't want it looked at. That's why. That's the reason. The White House just doesn't want it looked at. If the White House wanted this solved, if the CIA wanted this solved, by God, they'd solve it. I haven't said anything on this show about what's going on in the GOP and the state of Colorado. Are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying the tussle between Holtzman and Bob Martinez? State Republican Party Chairman Bob Martinez took the unusual step of asking Mark Holtzman to drop out of the gubernatorial race because of major political issues affecting Colorado's future, Martinez said yesterday. First, a Republican governor in a critical western state would be able to help the GOP presidential candidate get elected in 2008, he said. Oh, man. You know, Bill Ritter, next governor, I just smell it. Second, the governor would be in the office during the 2010 census, which is used during the state's congressional redistricting 2 years later. Oh, can we hear gerrymandering? Can that word be brought up in the regards to the Republicans? Bob Martinez, you want to tell us that are you painting a case that you want to gerrymander? Is that what you're saying? Anyway, that whole thing over there with Holtzman and Flight Suit Bob and Martinez is really fun to watch. It's fun to sit back and watch all that unfold. I haven't said much about it on the air, but it's really, really fun to see it. And I hope that Holtzman doesn't drop out. Holtzman failed to make the primary ballot at the GOP State Assembly last week. He's rejected Martinez's request and a similar one from 39 state lawmakers and candidates. He said he will file 20,000 signatures, nearly twice the amount he needs, and he's going to do it today, to petition onto the ballot with Beaupre, who took 72% of the delegate support at the state party assembly. So those guys are going to fight it out. Go for it. I think it's great. I love to see that. Don't you love to see that? Not just the best thing happening. And Churchill, not Winston, but Ward Churchill, issued a stinging rebuttal. He dismissed plagiarism and fabrication charges against him as a retaliation for political speech and said he doubts any scholar's work could withstand the scrutiny that was subjected by a CU committee. And Churchill addressed the 7 findings against him in a 6-page letter he titled Summary of Fallacies. CU received his response to the charges Wednesday, a university spokesman said. All right, it's 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Senator Jack Reed coming up later this hour. Gasoline, do we got gasoline to give away? Man, you bet we do.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
The James Gang rides again. 103.5 The Fox presents James Gang on their first tour in 35 years. Featuring the original founding members Jimmy Fox, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden, The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series. Produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang, rock the way it's supposed to be.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the Advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-600-1202 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-600-1202. 1-800-600-1202.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, speaking of driving at 622, 22 minutes after 6 from a high of 83... It's time for the J. Marvin Gas Giveaway, and guess what? It just got bigger. Now I'm announcing the names of three Progressive Club members every hour on my show. So here goes. Lorraine May of Englewood, Susie Gallagher of Denver, and Sandy Lindell of Highlands Ranch. All three of you now have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call us at 303-631-2760 to claim $100 of gas from AM 760 Progressive Talk. And if you didn't win this time, don't worry, I'll have three more Progressive Club members to announce at 720. And if you're not a Progressive Club member, sign up now at am760.net. Once again, Lorraine May, Susie Gallagher, and Sandy Lindahl. You've got 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call 303-631-2760 and claim that $100 in gas. By the way, Carl Rove, the story of Carl Rove, David Schuster of Hardball and of the Keith Olbermann Show, insists that Rove is still going to get indicted, that there are bad signs for Karl Rove, and that one of the bad signs is that the grand jury and that the prosecutor have been silent now for 29 days. It's been 29 days since Rove last appeared before the grand jury, and not a peep. And Fitzgerald usually plays his cards very, very close to his vest, and legal experts point to that as being troubling signs for Karl Rove. So, we still continue to hold out hope. Jason Leopold turned out to be wrong in saying that Karl Rove was going to get it a couple of weekends ago. It just didn't pan out. But David Schuster is insisting, and so is Richard Wolf of Newsweek magazine, the Washington correspondent of Newsweek, that Roe is in trouble. So we'll have to see how that pans out. Immigration bill clears the Senate hurdle. Contentious negotiations with the House on the horizon. The Senate cleared the way Wednesday for final passage of a bill that calls for tougher border security as well as a chance for citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants. The vote to limit debate on the measure was 73 to 25, 13 more than the 60 needed. The outcome was not a surprise, and even some of the bill's opponents said they were satisfied that they had been given ample opportunity during the past weeks to try to give the bill a more conservative cast. You know, is there anything more to be said about this subject, about illegal immigration, other than in my opinion, and I get this from the David Sirota book, as I said earlier, and we'll have David Sirota in here in about an hour. And have him talk. Well, it'll be less than an hour now. I'll have him in here in about 35 minutes and have him talk a little bit about this. And I'll run this theory by him that, you know, taxpayers, that you and I, and I'm not going to say me, but, a lot of taxpayers are outraged over the fact that, illegal immigrants, you know, that they're going to get a chance to collect the Social Security that they paid in, that they use all the goods and services, and they get all this stuff for free. And it's a minor drop in the bucket compared to the tax cuts that this administration has put forward and the amount of money that corporations are ripping off out of this country on an everyday basis. And it just blows my mind. A guy yesterday tried to call in at the end of the show and wanted to say that Carter was a worse president than Bush. Well, let's look at it for a second. Carter had Iran. Carter had high gas prices. Carter had inflation. So Carter did have his problems. There's no question about that. But, you know, Carter was never, never anywhere near as devious and anywhere near as diabolical, secretive, and injurious to this country as George W. Bush has been. And if you just count on your fingers the amount of things with Bush, we've got the NSA spying part one and part two. You've got lying to get into the war in Iraq. You've got Katrina and the mismanagement there. You've got the tax cuts for the wealthy, which do not translate out to the middle class. And as a matter of fact, it hurts the middle and lower middle class. You've got the gutting and the staffing of agencies in the government with cronies, with political appointees and cronies. You've got such things as sending the troops into battle without proper armor and without proper planning. You've got moves like, for instance, charging, raising fees on the Veterans Administration, on the veterans who come back from Iraq. Fees are essentially taxes. I mean, there's just a whole host of stuff. You got the Valerie Plame situation going on. I mean, you've got all of these things. Balance all of that, plus the people, in the administration who have in one shape or one form or another found themselves in some kind of trouble, including Scooter Libby and David Safavian, who, by the way, goes on trial. You got all those people. Balance that against Jimmy Carter and the amount of people in Carter's administration that got into trouble. You had Burt Lance, who's about the only person that I can think of that got into trouble. And there was a rumor going around that another one of his advisors, Jody, I can't think of his last name, was accused of dabbling in cocaine, but that was never proven. And it was kind of a Hollywood smudge rumor, kind of a right-wing, I don't want to use Hollywood's not the right word, but kind of a smudge type of deal, kind of a smear deal. And Jody, and I wish I could think of his last name. I don't know why I can't think of it right now. My cognizance of my memory is not good here. Jody, what was his name? Well, you know what? It'll come to me. It'll come to me probably at about 11 o'clock tonight. But anyway, I mean, and so you have this guy comparing the two, and to me there's just no comparison between George W. Bush and anybody else. The closest comparison, I would say, would have to be Richard Nixon. Would have to be the closest comparison as far as bad presidents go in this country. Oh, and there's one other thing I didn't throw in. Today is double duty day for us here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk and myself, we're going to do this show this morning, and then we're going to turn around and do Big Ed Schultz's show today, because Ed's out due to Jody Powell is who I'm thinking of. Thank you, John. Jody Powell, who they made comments about him using allegedly cocaine. And I just saw him on TV not too long ago, too. But we'll be doing Ed Schultz's show, too, this afternoon. So that ought to be real interesting. We ought to be... we ought to be real parboiled by about 1 o'clock this afternoon, specifically if we don't get out of the building for lunch, which will make put us in a really cagey mood. And we should be able to really have a good time here and see how bad we can destroy Schultz's show. I've got some other topics to talk about. And you know what? I really, really want to talk about this. And we're going to get into it after Jack Reed and David Sirota. So we'll probably do it in about the 8 o'clock hour. The fact that 63 million people. Now, I'm unclear about this because I don't know. And let me go to television expert Amelia Earhart. Who would obviously know about this.
Television expert?
Yeah, Amelia
Earhart. I don't even have cable.
Well, the 63 million who voted for American pop culture expert, Amelia Earhart.
Oh, thank you.
20-something expert, Amelia Earhart.
That's better.
Generation X, XX, wait a minute, you're not X, so you'd be what, XX?
I don't know. I don't know what the term is.
Well, you're not a tweener, so you'd have to be like a Generation Xer. Or would you be an XXer?
I don't know. I'm 23. Maybe one of our listeners knows.
Anyway, 63 million people voted in American Idol. Now, is this 63 million people across the nation or the world?
I think it's only the nation.
So 63 million people turned out to vote. And you know what? Do you think we'll get 63 million people out in the November elections?
Okay, well, but you have to keep one thing in mind. You can vote as many times as you want. So I'm sure you can divide that number a couple times. Because there are those obsessed people who are sitting there with their phones text messaging their votes over and over and over again.
What is, and I want to do this between 8 and 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Because obviously somebody who listens to this show must watch American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
What is the draw to American Idol that you would sit there and text message over and over again your vote and be so absolutely mesmerized and locked in as to who's going to turn out to be the winner?
Well, I think that the appeal comes from the fact that these were just normal kids who came to an audition who were exceptionally talented and they took it all the way. So I think that kids who have the same goals, or even, you know, young adults, may watch this and think, oh, that could be me, so they can connect to it.
Okay.
And, Jay, I'm going to pipe in here, too. It's music. Everybody loves music. And, you know, I mean, I actually got into it this year. I'm not going to lie. I got into
geez.
It.
Jeez.
I didn't vote. I would not call in text.
Yeah, sure.
I swear I did not
yeah,
vote.
Yeah, sure.
Let's check his phone bill, because it's not a free text message. You have to pay for that.
No, guaranteed I did not vote. But I got into it. Taylor Hicks, the guy who won, pretty cool. I guarantee you'll be hearing a lot from him.
Oh, boy, I guarantee you, he'll be tops and pops. Ah, you know, I like music, too, but, man, you know, I mean, so, Turk, were you sitting home, and Amelia, you didn't watch it, did you?
No.
So, John, were you sitting home yelling Soul Patrol?
No, of course
yeah,
not.
Yeah, of course. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I'm disconnected. That's what it must be.
Did you catch any of it at all?
No, I've never seen the show ever.
Well, they're not bad singers. I mean, they're very talented
people. There's two things I've never done in life. Okay? I've never watched American Idol, and I've never walked into Walmart.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
I've never done either. Am I missing anything?
No.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And up until yesterday, you'd never drank a Red Bull, but I changed that, so I'm broadening your horizons.
Yeah,
now
well,
we need another
one. Let's go to Walmart after work.
Yeah, we're not going to. You want me to go to Walmart to buy you something after work? Is that what you want?
Oh, jeez.
Like maybe what's his name? What's his name? A Clay Aiken CD?
A Clay Aiken doll, sure.
Or what's his name? William Hung.
Oh, and Jay's never seen it, but he knows who Willie Hung is.
Yeah, how do you know all this?
Because when I worked at the last radio station I worked at, the afternoon show used to make a big deal about him and talk about him all the time, and they had him on and interviewed him several times. So that's how I know about him. But I've never seen him, actually. I don't really know what he does.
You know what I think you should do? One of the American Idol contestants is from Denver, and he's been in the building several times. You should invite him up and ask him these questions on your own. He can give you the inside scoop.
Yeah, but I don't care enough to know about
it. You're asking right now.
But I want to know why people are attracted to it. I don't care about the... Who is this singing in the background?
You live in prison, I'm taking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby.
This sounds like the kind of music that Amelia would groove out to.
Oh, jeez, Jay. Give me some credit.
And you'd be Generation Y.
Oh, okay.
All right, it's 6:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, taking a look at eastbound I-70, we do have a multi-car accident working on that approach to Quebec, so do expect delays in the area. Luckily, it's all pulled off to the right-hand shoulder, but you will find very heavy stop-and-go traffic on the approach to this wreck. Now, the rest of the highway drive is just jam-packed. Eastbound I-270 is now thick between I-76 and Vasquez, and the southbound lanes of I-25 are jammed up now between 112th Avenue and 84th, and once again traveling between Alameda and University. Now, across our side streets, we do have a head-on collision in the intersection of South Parker Road and East Plaza Drive. Only that left-hand lane is getting by, so please avoid that area for the next hour or so as accident cleanup does continue. In today's forecast, we'll see record highs.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Dork is back with their brand new album, Suck It. Join Denver's own Dork as they celebrate the release of their new disc, Friday, June 2nd at Rock Island for an all-ages show. Suck It, the new album from Dork, includes the new single, F-I-I-K, featuring Stefan Egerton of The Descendants. The Dork Suck It CD release party, June 2nd at Rock Island, 1614 15th Street. All ages, $8, doors at 6:30. And don't miss Dork on their third year with the Vans Warped Tour. Check WeAreDork.com for details. There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Powertrain protection and the selection is endless. I always talk about this, but you really got to see it to believe it. Over 500 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Virtually something for everybody out there, including, unless they've sold them all, including the original Corvettes, America's original sports car, is out there as well. But they've got everything you can possibly think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And, you know, the thing that makes Rockies unique is the people. They're there to help you and to make sure that you're happy. And all you have to do is ask for any of my friends out there, like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, Spanky, or Colby Harris, or Dave Dunn, or any of the folks at Rockies, and they're more than happy to step up to the plate and help you out. You can also take a virtual tour of Rockies by going to RockiesAutos.com and seeing the inventory online. You can pre-qualify for a car loan there and, of course, see the commercials and read their business philosophy. Never going to meet a finer bunch of folks than the people at Rockies Autos. And that's one of the reasons why people buy from them time and time and time again, including Mary and myself. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You know, I think the house is looking good.
Other than the dining room, living room, and kitchen, I totally agree.
Once again, my plan has failed.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on our high-quality paints and stains, 15% on Duration Premium coatings, and an extra 25% on Waverly wallpaper books. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Ask how, ask now.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Time.
Good morning. morning, 6:38. 38 minutes past the hour. Well, actually, I lied. It's now coming up on 6:39. Why the clock does that to me every time? I have no idea. Anyway, it's good to have you here this morning. 21 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Actually, is that what that would be? It's 6:39, 39 minutes past the hour, 21 minutes in front of 7. Anyway, high today around 83, mostly sunny, and it's going to be warm. You know, I forgot to ask Amelia what her temperature was, too, today, whether hers contradicted mine, as it seems to do every single day. And I remember the days when you only got your weather from one source, and that was the National Weather Service, so everybody had to stick by that. Nowadays, you've got all these people who are forecasters, and the temperatures have a tendency to vary. Back to this Senate immigration bill for a minute. This is going to clash with the House bill, of course, and so this is not something that's easily going to be worked out. One of the things about this bill, which a lot of us have talked about for a while, is that the Senate bill that they voted to fine employers who hire illegal immigrants $20,000 each for an unauthorized worker. But the key to this is going to be, if it does go through, the key to it's going to be, is there going to be any kind of enforcement? If you look at the enforcement figures of the Bush administration over the last year, or actually since he came into office in 2000, the enforcement figures have been below that of the Clinton administration and haven't been very, very good. Employers would have to check Social Security numbers and the immigration status of all new hires within 18 months after the money is provided to the Homeland Security Department to expand the electronic system for screening workers. Now, once again, we get into this whole debate. Where's the money going to come from for this stuff? Where's, you know, we have a long grocery list, a long laundry list, a long list, period, of things that we want in this country and things that we want to do, and yet we're short on money and we're running record deficits. You know, how does this jive with these tax cuts that the GOP keeps shoving down our throats? And the idea that people get misled into thinking that, well, you know, gee, I get, you know, $20 back, I get $200 back, look what I got, and they don't bother to look and they don't bother to see what the top 1% to 2% get back as compared to what they get back, and the fact that, you know, the Treasury in this country is continuously being eroded. So, you know, all of these things are fine when it comes to the war in Iraq and immigration and everything else, but there's no call for sacrifice at all. And once again, we're stuck in a situation where who's going to pay for all of this stuff? Now, we got two people coming up that we're going to talk to exactly about all of this. Senator Jack Reed from Rhode Island, he's coming up. We'll talk to him about Iraq and about the money for Iraq, and about the money, period, and also about immigration. And also, David Sirota, a must-read book, Hostile Takeover, How the Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. I'm about a third of the way through the book.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method.
Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
Take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. Get a $40,000 line of credit for only $277 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE, LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing. Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to 2 Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, and I have a house full of windows from Regency Bristol Windows. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win your house full of windows absolutely free. That's bristolwindows.com.
Regency Windows.
You're listening to Jay Marvin, a guy who thinks ice fishing is getting the last cube out of the bottom of the glass. My kind of guy. This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked right here to my buddy Jay on AM 760.
Back in there, Ed. It's 6:45, 50 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And then, of course, we'll be sitting in for Ed this afternoon between 1 and 4. Joining us right now, though, is Jack Reed, a senator from Rhode Island. He's on here. We've got him on here to talk about Iraq. And, Senator, thanks for getting up this morning and being on the program. Appreciate you being here this morning.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, a couple of quick questions, and this is a two-parter to begin with. Number one. Is it in the plans of this administration to have a troop drawdown out of Iraq in time for the November elections? And number two, the prime minister of Iraq yesterday was quoted on CNN and other news sources as saying he believes that the Iraqi police and that the Iraqi army would be ready to go to be able to take over in 18 months with the U.S. playing a supportive role. And, Senator, is this realistic?
Well, to answer your first question, I think they desperately would like to be able to withdraw some troops as soon as possible. I don't think it would be a significant number, but I think any type of troop withdrawal they'd point to as evidence that they're making progress. And with respect to Prime Minister Maliki's comments about the readiness, I think he's probably being overly optimistic. Everyone over the last several years in the administration and in the Iraqi government have suggested that they're very close to having operational forces in the field, both police and military, they've never materialized as quickly as they suggested. The military probably has a lead in terms of organization training. The police are still pretty bad in terms of their both their training, their loyalty, and their acceptance by the Iraqi people.
And aren't they infiltrated with militia members?
They are indeed infiltrated with militia members, and the military to some degree, the police in a much more predominant fashion. And it's the question, and that's one of the questions, is it's not so much having the police and the militia, the police and the military, you know, trained. Will they be trained, and will they be willing to take on the militia? Because you basically have another paramilitary force in the country outside the normal governmental channels, and unless these militias are dealt with, they will be the dominant force, not the regular forces.
See, here's what I don't understand, and what I can't reconcile is that, and I was talking to former Senator Tom Daschle about this yesterday, about this idea that you know, we've reached another historic moment in Iraq, another kick-the-can moment here where we're going to move forward. Yet every single day you look at the news media, and it can't just be the news media reporting bad news. I mean, this violence, this unrelenting violence is going on over there. How do you reconcile the two of like a drawdown with this violence going on?
Well, the insurgents, and there are different insurgent elements. There's some of the international terrorists like Zakawi, but most of them are homegrown Iraqis who are, you know, want to take over or influence the government, certainly. And they're targeting more and more civilians. They're targeting American military personnel with IEDs, with attacks. And it suggests to me that the instability is not sort of weakening. It may be growing. And again, it undercuts this notion that we're making real permanent progress. I think there has been some progress. But the real question is it irreversible? Is the momentum so clearly on the side of the government that, you know, we're beginning to wind this thing down? I don't think that's the case at all.
You know, you're quoted as saying that despite the Bush administration's many mistakes, a great deal of opportunity still exists in Iraq, but Congress must play a more forceful role in that. Can you explain that?
Well, we have, this Republican Congress has not provided any real oversight with respect to the administration's activities before they went into Iraq, since they've been there. And, you know, we have to go ahead and look much harder at several different aspects. One is the military aspect, the most obvious one, but one of the great deficiencies is the failure to complement our military forces with adequate State Department personnel, with AID personnel, those individuals that need to provide the political enhancements in Iraq, helping with mentoring, helping with developing the Iraqi political structure. If you talk to any military officer in the field, essentially what they tell you is, you know, military forces and this type of insurgency warfare will buy you time, but you have to use that time effectively, and we haven't done that. And part of the responsibility is not just the administration, but it's the Republican-led Congress to provide proper oversight, and they haven't done that.
And why haven't they done that? They've been more or less a rubber stamp all the way around.
They have been extraordinarily cooperative with the administration and to the detriment of the administration. And the most startling point is the no real hearings prior to the invasion of Iraq about what we do when we win. It was quite clear that in a conventional battle we would defeat soundly the Iraqi forces, but there was not sufficient attention by the relevant committees about the aftermath. You know, how many people do you need? What types of steps will you take after you seize control of Iraq? That's one major deficiency. The whole issue of the use of intelligence has not been adequately probed to date, and we still have, I think, problems in terms of the proper organization of our intelligence apparatus. So, you know, the irony to me is that as much as this would have been uncomfortable for the administration, it might have helped them reach better policies.
6:51, it's 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. On the line with me, Senator Jack Reed from Rhode Island. We're talking about Iraq. Let me focus in on the intelligence remark that you just made. Is the fault of the intelligence with the intelligence community or with the taking of that information and digesting it and using it? In other words, I guess what I'm trying to say is a polite way to ask, did the administration, in your opinion, cherry-pick the information about Iraq?
Oh, I think the administration made the decision to go in to Iraq and then tried to find intelligence that would buttress their case. I mean, one of the more revealing documents that become public is the comments of the head of the British intelligence agency months before the invasion, saying essentially that the administration has made a policy judgment and they're going to, in his words, fix the intelligence around the decision. That's exactly the wrong way to make strategic decisions. The right way is to look carefully at the intelligence, and frankly, it's never obvious, or it's, let me put it this way, seldom it's obvious. You have to ask the hard questions. You have to reassure yourself that you've got, you know, the best possible intelligence, and that's not the way they went about it. They went about it the wrong way, and I think they made a strategic misjudgment, and they've complicated that by incompetent execution at the national command level. The decisions they made about the number of troops, the decisions they made about eliminating the the Iraqi army, the de-Ba'athification programs, the failure to recognize the real challenges in the country compounded what is, I think, a strategic misstep.
So how do we get ourselves out of this frustrating mess?
It's hard, to be honest, because you don't want to leave a worse situation behind. My view is that we have to, in not just in rhetorically, but in real communication with the Iraqis, indicate that we're coming out as rapidly as possible. That it's their responsibility to build up security forces, to make tough political judgments. And to date, they've made some, but not enough. The new government still lacks a Minister of Defense and a Minister of Interior, two key positions. Those are the types of tough decisions that they have to make, and we have to make it clear that we're not going to be there forever. In fact, we're going to try to come out as fast as we can.
Didn't the Prime Minister, though, yesterday, he indicated he was going to do the Defense Minister's job?
He did, but that's a subtle way of admitting that he can't fill up his government in the appropriate way. It's nice to be able to multitask, but I think the notion is that as a prime minister, he should have a competent defense minister and a competent minister of the interior. I've been over to Iraq 7 times, and the last few times, the key to, and when you talk to American military officers, you know, the key political decision they were looking for is a competent and as independent as one can be there, independent Minister of Defense and Minister of Interior, to build security forces around. And if they can't find that, then they'll be drifting and they will not have an effective way to establish a security force.
I mean, does this government even operate outside the green zone at all?
It does not operate much outside the green zone. My observations, I mean, if you go into the communities, and I'm last trip I was out there, I was in Al Hilla, which is south of Baghdad. I was up in Tal Afar, which is on the north of the Syrian border. There was no real province structure under Saddam Hussein. There were mayors, but they were all Ba'athist functionaries. Now they're trying to make these up ad hoc, so there's not a lot of infrastructure to support them, not just physical infrastructure, but organizational infrastructure. And, you know, all the debates going on in the green zone for most of the Iraqis, the men and women on the street, it's somewhat irrelevant. They're concerned about the violence and not just the political violence, but the carjackings and
right.
And the random street violence. And I think there's a growing sense that the Iraqi government is there, but it's not functioning. And at some point, people, I think, will, you know, give up on this new government. That would be tragedy because I think, you know, that's our best chance to move our troops out if there is a functioning Iraqi government.
I mean, I get this feeling that the Prime Minister is locked behind these walls of the Green Zone making these pronouncements, but that he can't do anything much past outside those walls, where outside those walls pretty much are a governless kind of Wild West type of world that's operating out there, that, we can't put a stop to most of what's happening.
Well, there is a certain degree of isolation because of security considerations. I mean, there is an active insurgency that would like nothing better than to take these, you know, new Iraqi leaders out as quickly as possible. So there's a big security apparatus around them, physical as well as the phalanxes of bodyguards. But outside the walls, it's a mixed judgment. I mean, there are neighborhoods where people are getting along. They're concerned about the violence. In fact, they see it all too often. There are other places where it is that kind of, you know, a Wild West analogy would apply. And as you move around the country, there's different areas. You go up in the north in Kurdistan, because they have their own functioning militia forces, the Peshmerga and other forces, is reasonably tranquil. There are other places that are highly violent. But the government, I think, has not been able to assert itself yet throughout the country in a consistent, coherent way, and as long as they fail to do that, then there's an opportunity for the insurgency.
Senator, thank you so much for your time, Jake, this morning. Thanks for being on the program.
Really.
Really appreciate it. Look forward to having you on again.
Likewise. Thanks, Jake.
All right. There's Senator Jack Reed from Rhode Island talking about Iraq paints a far different picture than what the administration would have us believe. All right, coming up next, You know, there are those books out there that you put on the must-read list, and I don't say that because he's going to be here live in the studio. I say it because reading it last night and reading it yesterday afternoon, what I really wanted to do was I wanted to pick the book up and throw it through the window. I was so angry. This is a book you got to read. It's called Hostile Takeover by David Sirota. He'll be at the Tattered Cover tonight between 7 and 9. That's the downtown Tattered Cover, and he'll be signing that book. But we're going to have him on live coming up next.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
OOL, or visit us online at drcog.org.
The Rider Rangers are brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. AKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder, and online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The Senate is hours away from setting the stage for a head-on collision with the House over immigration reform. CBS News team coverage begins with Bob Fuss.
The American people want us to act.
And today the Senate is expected to finally pass its immigration bill, largely along the lines Republican John McCain and Democrat Ted Kennedy envision, allowing most illegal immigrants to gain legal status and eventually apply for citizenship. There remains strong opposition, including from Nebraska Democrats Ben Nelson.
We shouldn't spend one dime on any sort of amnesty provisions until we secure our border first.
That's what the House bill would do, and if anything is to become law, the House and Senate somehow have to come to agreement. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
This is Steve Futterman at the U.S.-Mexico border in Otay Mesa, California. People we speak with here say they are following the actions in Washington very closely.
Well, I tried to be in the news and the journals.
Most of the people I spoke with here say there should be a way to become U.S. citizens. They say illegal workers are simply doing work that Americans don't want to do for the wages being offered.
I'm Chris Mavridis.
We're out. Load up.
These are members of ICE, part of Homeland Security and a federal crackdown on so-called criminal aliens.
Well, let's go.
They raid an apartment north of Manhattan and get one man who will eventually be sent back to Yemen. He served time in prison for money laundering. Down the street, another target.
Go. Go ahead, Sean. Go.
And another arrest.
Big trouble on Amtrak.
No service. New York.
Power failures cripple the entire Northeast corridor. Train crews are scrambling to evacuate riders stranded between stations when the power went out. A happy ending for a young mother.
I'm happy. I don't have to worry about nothing
anymore. Dominique Calloway is the Los Angeles teenager whose infant son was snatched by two women when she refused to sell the baby. The FBI found the boy and the women suspected of kidnapping him in the Dallas area. More Americans are paying their credit card bills on time. What's not to like about that? CBS's Peter King has the answer, and Peter, this might just surprise some people.
We're deeper in debt, but we're also sending in bigger checks.
I just can't live. I can breathe.
Nadine Bodie of New Ulm, Minnesota paid off her cards with an equity loan, and credit card company profits are down thanks to people like her. Bodie says don't feel sorry for the lenders.
No, they've been mooching off people, and they still are.
The Wall Street Journal says we're borrowing more, and companies will likely make up the difference with higher mortgage rates, late fees, and yes, even higher interest rates. Frank?
Well, a honky-tonk life could be a thing of the past for Taylor Hicks.
Only just be
here at Alabamian is Fox TV's new American Idol. Viewer's Choice met with approval with fans and the studio audience in Hollywood.
We are huge fans. Yeah. We've been rooting for him from the beginning, even though he was the underdog. So,
ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 6. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction.
Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
It's Memorial Weekend Madness at CompUSA. Starting with a Midnight Madness this Friday, 6 p.m. to midnight, then Saturday, 9 till noon. Get an Acer laptop for just $399, plus nearly $500 worth of accessories. Or get a 40-inch Olivia LCD TV with $800 instant savings, plus a free Xbox 360, a $399 value. Till midnight Friday and Saturday till noon at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
Offers after rebates with activation and purchase of Vonage and Sprint service. Prices vary in Connecticut while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Firefighters from all over will gather today to attend the Denver funeral of one of their own. Lieutenant Rich Montoya will be buried 4 days after he was taken off life support following injuries he sustained at a house fire.
It's hard to explain to people how much our families give up for our profession.
Denver firefighter Daniel Farley. Funeral services begin at 11 this morning at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, followed by burial at Fort Logan National Cemetery. A public reception will be held at 3:30 at the Colorado Convention Center. If you're flying in or out of DIA this coming weekend, give yourself plenty of time as it's going to be busy.
Through the week, Memorial Day week, we anticipate 1 million plus travelers.
The airport's Chuck Cannon says that's much busier than last year. Airlines advising being in the terminal at least 90 minutes ahead of your departure. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, across southbound I-225, we're looking at big-time delays heading down from Parker Road due to a car versus motorcycle accident. That left-hand lane is currently blocked up just after Yosemite, and this is a major crash. We've got two ambulances on scene here, so you will find major curiosity. And again, only that right-hand lane is currently getting by. Now, across I-70, watch for a wreck eastbound just before Quebec. Everything's pulled off to the right-hand shoulder, but we do have several cars here, and we are jammed all the way back from Federal. Across the turnpike, eastbounders are now heavy and slow between Federal and I-25, and the northbound lanes of I-225 are now thick between Iliff and Mississippi. In today's forecast, we'll see record highs up around 88 degrees for today, and currently we're at 55 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. King Supers, right store, right price.
Listen this Sunday at 1 p.m. to The Safe Money Show with Troy Hampshire and Troy Cunningham. Learn how to crash-proof your retirement. Protect your investments in the stock market, 401k, and IRAs for the future. Remember to tune in Sunday at 1 p.m. right here.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. Get a $40,000 line of credit for only $277 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE, LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
6 minutes after 7. Not going to be too bad of a day today. High today, 83, under mostly sunny skies. David Sirota. The book is A Hostile Takeover. And David Sirota, you know him from the Al Franken Show. And he's been involved in politics forever and a day. I know, David, read off your own resume. I mean, you've been there. You've done it.
I worked on Capitol Hill for Congressman Bernie Sanders. I worked on Capitol Hill as the spokesman for Democrats on the Appropriations Committee, which is the committee where all this corruption crap is coming from. And I worked as a strategist for Brian Schweitzer, who was the first Democrat elected governor of Montana in 16 years. He's now the governor there.
And is that where you make your home in Montana?
Yep, Helena, Montana.
You like it there?
Love it.
Really?
Red America.
Well, listen, we're sitting in Colorado, and there's, to me, no place better than Colorado.
I would agree. And as I told my wife, on election night, the two places that were good for Democrats last time was Montana and Colorado. Colorado got the legislature, Montana got the legislature and the governorship.
So there's nothing wrong with being in the Mountain West.
No, it's good. It's good. And this is the place I do really believe that this is the region that if Democrats are going to really make a resurgence in this country, they have to make it most importantly, in this region. This region has the most potential for Democrats.
All right, you're going to be at the downtown Tattered Cover bookstore tonight between 7 and 9, signing this book, Hostile Takeover. Also, ProgressNow.org is pleased to kick off our Progressive Speaker Series with a live audio session and a discussion with David Sirota, one of the brightest progressive minds in the country, at Progress Now offices in lower downtown Denver this Thursday night. And that's tonight at 6 p.m. And let's get into Hostile Takeover. I started reading this book. You know, we get a ton of books, and this book came a couple of days before you were due to be here. So I got into it and cracked it open yesterday and started reading it. And to me, this is a shocking book. This is a horrifying book. And I don't mean that in the terms of shockingly bad or horrifyingly bad and badly written or badly done. I mean, in the scope and depth of what's being perpetrated on us, the taxpayers, by corporations in this country and by members of both political parties, but principally the GOP. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, what the book says is that we now live in a country where our government really no longer is even interested in representing us, that the entire Republican Party and a chunk of the Democratic Party is most interested in speaking for big money interests, the big money interests that fund their political campaigns. And we see this most pronouncedly on economic issues. And that if you look at the public policies that govern our economic issues, our politicians are behaving like corporate spokespeople, not like representatives of constituents. As I said to a friend recently, in Washington, it's gotten to the point where the only real difference between a corporate lobbyist and a member of Congress is that the member of Congress gets to call themselves senator or congressman. Now, that doesn't mean everybody, and there are stories in this book.
There are people in this book who you point out who have done good work
and who are fighting against the hostile takeover. But for all of them, there's 10. You know, for each good person, there's 10 who are not so good. It's because the system is rigged to produce people who only shill for big money interests. The fact that you have, in order to run for office in this country, you have to shake down big money interests for cash, is a system that selects for people who are good at shaking down money, big money for cash. It selects for people who don't want to bite the hands that feed them. And so we see this on every issue.
You know, one of the people I was shocked by in the book, and you just give them a little passage, and this is in the beginning, and this is about the tax part, which I think is an integral part of the book. I mean, it makes so many other things going on in this country fall into place. But Rahm Emanuel, I was shocked by that. I always thought he was a good upstanding guy.
Well, I don't agree, think he's a good upstanding guy. He's the I have a, in the tax chapter, he basically, I outline how he had published an op-ed and talked about closing tax loopholes. There's a loophole that allows companies to incorporate their offices or basically a mailbox in Bermuda and avoid paying their taxes. And so Emanuel went out, Democrat, he's the Democratic campaign chairman, he went out and said, we got to close this tax loophole, and, you know, working families can't have use a tax loophole for Bermuda, so corporations shouldn't. Well, when the legislation came up, when some Democrats in the House forced legislation to close those loopholes, he was one of the 22, I think it was 22 Democrats who voted against it. So, look, that's not entirely, entirely terrible in a major way. It's an example of the kinds of things that happen, where the public is told, we are told by our politicians that they are working for us. They are publishing op-eds, press releases, town meetings, campaign ads. And then when the votes hit the floor of Congress, if it's a vote to challenge big money interests, both parties, most of the time, almost all the time, find a majority to vote down anything that challenges big money interests.
And Rahm Emanuel was part of that vote.
Right. Leading Democrat Rahm Emanuel was part of that vote. That's correct. And that's, you know, look, that's why I say it's both parties. Now, I'm a Democrat. I think, you know, if we have an entire Republican Party that's part of the hostile takeover and a quarter of the Democrats, at least we still have three quarters of the Democrats who are trying to do right. You know, like people who, like Senator Reid, who you just had on. He is one of the people. He's been a great vote, a great champion. But again, if a system is selecting for people who are good at raising huge amounts of money from big money interests, you have a system that's rigged against good people. And, you know, I'm happy to go through some of these, what I write about here, because I want people to understand that corruption, as we talk about it, I think, is not the worst forms of corruption, as I saw on Capitol Hill, is not necessarily the vote buying, the bribery, Duke Cunningham, Tom DeLay, I mean, you know, Bill Jefferson. It's all bad. But what the real most nefarious form of corruption is what's legal. And how big money interests skew the political debate. Here's what I mean. You don't have to buy votes. You don't have to bribe people if you make sure that the debate in Congress is between one or another proposals that only help big money interests.
Right, right.
So think about energy, for example. Up until very recently, the debate in this country, in Washington, on energy has been a debate between which tax breaks to give to which oil companies. That's the scope of the debate. What's not talked about, you know, windfall profits tax on big oil, a policy that polls show the public supports with 80% support, not talked about. A federal price gouging law, again, a policy the polls show the public strongly supports, barely talked about. In fact, the FTC this week was deployed to issue a report claiming that there hasn't been price gouging going on.
Correct.
Shocker. An agency headed by that President Bush appointed a Chevron Texaco lawyer to head 2 years ago. Shocker that this agency comes out and said that. So, federal price gouging law, not talked about. Better antitrust enforcement?
Not talked about.
Not talked about. It's not talked, that's not an accident. You know, these people are not, it's not like the politicians don't know not to talk about it.
The part you haven't heard about the IRS and the lack of enforcement there is enough alone to give you a stomachache.
Absolutely. The IRS basically is increasing its audits on ordinary people, not auditing the super rich. I think one of the other pieces of the tax chapter, which I found really when I was writing it infuriated me, was the idea that corporations pay too much in taxes. This is an idea peddled in Washington all over the place, that the corporate tax rate is really high, and it's the highest in the industrialized world. Well, you know, technically, the 35% corporate tax rate is the fourth highest in the industrialized world. Except for one thing. Almost every company in America, major company in America, doesn't pay a 35% tax rate. In fact, the Government Accountability Office issued a report, barely talked about in the press, that said 94% of Fortune 500 companies pay less than 5% in taxes. And that the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, the international institution, found that when you actually look at the effective tax rate on corporations in this country, it's the lowest in the industrialized world. Well, the second lowest. The only one lower is Iceland. So we have a system where these storylines are fed to us. You know, the corporate tax rate is too high, so we must cut corporate tax rates. The storylines justify the corrupt public policies that are bleeding us dry.
It's infuriating.
It's terrible, and you know.
And because of the tax cuts and everything else, the IRS doesn't have the bodies to enforce any of the laws to go after anybody. Correct.
That's absolutely right. That you know, if you cut enforcement, you don't get revenues. You know.
Right.
You know, and let's just be clear. We hear a lot about how you know we don't have revenues or we're in deficit because of spending, right? That's a big one. That's a big lie. We always hear that. You know, we have to cut spending. The spending is putting us into deficit. That's the problem. Let me read you a little section of the book here to give you an example of how that mantra is a lie. Here's the Detroit News, a story from 2004 that found that year that the tax cuts for the richest 10% will total $148 billion. The paper noted, this is, quote, I'm reading from the newspaper, twice as much as the government will spend on job training, college Pell Grants, public housing, low-income rental subsidies, child care, insurance for low-income children, low-income energy assistance, Meals on Wheels, and welfare combined.
Mm.
So we gave more money to the richest 10% of this country than we spent on all those programs combined, and yet we are told by our political system and our politicians that spending is the reason we're in deficit. Obviously, that storyline has a goal. The storyline that spending is the reason for deficits is a way to create the political space for more tax cuts and to cut spending. Cut spending to afford more tax cuts.
It's maddening.
It is. It's absolutely,
it's infuriating and it's maddening, and this is one of the reasons why I wholeheartedly recommend people get this book. All right, David's going to stick around at 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you want to talk to David Sirota, 303-713-7600. I got four lines open at 303-713-7600. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7, AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
And the Colorado Department of Transportation.
It's super for pets. It's super for people. It's the Petco Super Sale. Yes, the Petco Super Sale, with huge savings on thousands of items throughout the store. Aisle after aisle of food, toys, treats, and accessories for your pets, with savings like $4 off, $5 off, even $6 off large bags of premium dog and cat food with your free Pals card. So hurry in now to the Super Sale going on at Petco, where the pets go.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground, nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
You've got J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Soul. 722 22 minutes after 7 a.m., 760. Jay Marvin along with David Sirota. High today, 83, mostly sunny. And it's time for the gas giveaway again. We've got three Progressive Club members here. So if your name is Daniel Kravitz of Denver, Ali Trujillo of Thornton, or Scott Staley of Wheat Ridge, all three of you now have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call. To give us a call, 303-631-2760, to claim $100 of gas from AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you didn't win this time, don't worry. I got three more names next hour at 820. And if you're not a Progressive Club member, sign up now at am760.net. Once again, Daniel Kravitz, Alex Trujillo, and Scott Staley. You've got exactly 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call 303-631-2760. All right, here with David Sirota. The book is Hostile Takeover. If you want to talk to him on the phones, 303-713-7600. I'm tempted just to there's so much in this book.
Can I give people a little bit more? From I want to talk about the energy stuff, if that's possible.
Yeah, and I also want you to talk about the privatization of Social Security too.
Okay. Let me start with energy, and then we'll go to Social Security, because I know gas prices are obviously on people's mind.
Right.
And I want to give people sort of a sense of what the political debate really is like on this issue in Washington. And there's a section of my book that talks about how think tanks funded by the big oil companies put out messages that then politicians parrot. These think tanks are very important. So the Cato Institute, which receives big grants from Chevron and ExxonMobil, they've recently issued a report claiming, quote, fossil fuel resources are becoming more abundant, not more scarce. The chief oil lobbyist in Washington says the world is not running out of oil. In fact, the world will never run out of oil. The Heritage Foundation, funded by Chevron, Exxon, and Shell, their president wrote an op-ed opposing higher fuel efficiency standards because he said cars, quote, clear our air. So the cars are actually the ones cleaning our air. Then there was John Stossel. You know, he has a book out now where he's the cover of his book. He's claiming to debunk lies and straight shoot people. He published an op-ed during the Hurricane Katrina catastrophe, headlined "In Praise of Price Gouging," where he said, as more and more Americans are struggling to pay their skyrocketing bills, he said, quote, "Price gougers, energy price gougers, are saving lives." So this is the debate in Washington. This is what's going on. And, you know, the oil industry says, and the politicians say, well, you know, the gas prices are high because there's not enough crude and this, that, and the other thing. That's also a lie. What's going on is an artificially rigged market where bottlenecks are created through less refining capacity. As I note in the book, memos from within the industry document executives talking about it, limiting their own refining capacity in order to create bottlenecks. Here's a 1995 internal Chevron memo that said, if the U.S. petroleum industry doesn't reduce its refining capacity, we'll never see any substantial increase in refinery profits. And we know that it's this issue that's causing high gas prices. In 2005, energy industry analyst Tim Hamilton did a report just on California and how gas prices there jumped by 65 cents. He found that this gas prices jumped even though, quote, no public evidence exists of substantive increase to oil companies in the cost of producing crude, refining oil, or transporting the refined product to market. So where'd the money go? Well, straight into the oil industry's coffers. Hamilton discovered that at exactly the same time consumers were hit with the 65 cent per gallon increase, oil refiners increased their profits by exactly 61 cents per gallon. So the idea that gas prices are up because of some sort of market force,
supply and demand,
is a lie. Supply and demand has been rigged. It has been rigged artificially to drive profits up. This is why we have Exxon making $8 billion last quarter, the most of any corporation in history. At the same time, they've given their executive, their chief executive, a $400 million pension,
retirement. Yeah.
The idea that our government is still claiming, with that on the books, knowing these stats about refineries, that there is no price gouging going on, should tell you everything you need to know about how corrupt our political process really is.
All right, let's take some calls, and then I want you to get into the privatization of Social Security and also the drive to privatization, which is a key, of course, you know, of the neoconservative and of the right-wing philosophy, and it always has. Here's Joe in Aurora. Joe, you're on AM 760 with J. Marvin and David Sirota. Go ahead.
Hey, it's actually Jose. But,
I'm sorry,
good morning,
Jose.
Guys. No,
good morning.
No worries. Good morning. That's, you know, some pretty appalling facts that you guys just laid out there. I've got a couple of questions, actually. My first one is, you always hear all this Republican talk about how the Republicans always want taxes, and that's always the best thing for the economy, and the Democrats always want to increase taxes. Explain the difference for me, if you would. I'm assuming that their tax cuts going to the rich, that does nothing to stimulate the economy, but if you wouldn't mind explaining that to me, I'd appreciate it.
Explaining exactly what?
You know, their whole mantra about tax cuts versus raising taxes. You talk about that in the very beginning of the book.
Right. Well, what I argue is that, and I think the stats bear this out, is that the Republicans, when you hear a politician today claim they're going to cut your taxes, hold on to your wallet, because your taxes are about to go up. For most people. What we've seen is that the Republican tax cuts have been so narrowly targeted to the wealthy that the tax burden on America's middle class has actually gone up. The Washington Post reported that under the Bush administration, the burden of taxes has gone up on middle class families. In fact, the White House has been exploring a way of rejiggering IRS facts, statistics, government data, to try to hide that. Again, that was in the Washington Post, and this is all justified, of course. All of this tax cutting for the rich is justified by the mantra that the rich pay too much in taxes.
Right.
And as I start in my book, I actually note that out here and at the Denver Country Club, every year they have a hard times tax relief party. The wealthy go and complain about having to pay taxes. These complaints are parroted by politicians. Here's South Carolina's Senator Jim DeMint. He went to the floor of Congress claiming today a near majority of voters pay little or no income taxes while they receive an increasing number of benefits from our government. Deputy Assistant Treasury Secretary J.T. Young penned an op-ed claiming, quote, "We're seeing the end result of class warfare. A shrinking group is shouldering virtually as large a tax burden as has ever been supported by the nation." This is the myth of the persecuted billionaire. You know, the rich are paying too much in taxes. In fact, as Pulitzer Prize-winning author David K. Johnston in his book noted, our tax system, quote, literally takes money from those making $30,000 to $500,000 a year and funnels it in subtle ways to the super rich, the top 1/100th of 1% of the population. The stats bear this out. The Detroit News piece that I read to you, $148 billion to the richest 10%, more than we spend on all of those social services. You know, and at the very same time, I should note, under the administration, federal fees have risen. A fee is a tax, basically. It is a tax. Fees have risen by tens of billions of dollars. So veterans are forced to pay more premiums for their prescription drugs to the VA. When you go to a national park, you're paying more. So for the middle class, for the average person, Republican policies mean taxes are going up.
All right. Thank you, Jose. We'll take a break. We'll get some progressive traffic. We'll take some more calls, and we'll talk about privatization and more about David Sirota's book. I recommend this book for everybody. I recommend this for all your friends. David Sirota's Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government, and How We Can Take It Back. And we'll talk about that part two when we get back. 7:32, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Look at progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, luckily, along southbound I-225 at Yosemite, our crash involving a motorcycle and a car has now been cleared from the drive, but we're still looking at heavy traffic beginning at Mississippi and heading down towards the I-25 interchange. Across I-70, eastbounders had an earlier crash on the right-hand shoulder just before Quebec. We're still heavy and slow all the way back to Federal due to this crash. Now, Well, the turnpike is jammed up eastbound between Federal and I-25 and across eastbound C-470. We now are looking at very slow traffic right between Broadway and University. In today's forecast...
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational shmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Logan for Regency Bristol Windows. Cut your energy bill by 47% guaranteed. And with every two windows you buy, get one window free. Call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Regency Windows.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:35, 45 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 83, mostly sunny skies. David Serrato with us. The book is A Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government, How to Take It Back. We'll take more of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600. I got one line open, but I want to get David to talk about something that hasn't made it so far, but conservatives and the right wing is very good at not giving up on things, and they're not going to give up on this. And this is something they have wanted forever and a day. And it's the privatization of Social Security. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. We saw this plan come up, and I would argue that the fact that the President of the United States ran around the country talking about it is a success for the right wing. I mean, that's really amazing.
Right.
This is the most successful program in the history of programs. We have a president running around talking about dismantling it. Now, why? Well, because there is a absolutely huge amount of money behind this. As I note in the book, a top University of Chicago economist estimates that Wall Street would stand to make between $400 billion and $1 trillion in broker fees under the privatization proposals. That's why the Wall Street Journal said privatizing Social Security, quote, could be the biggest bonanza in the history of the mutual fund industry. And so it's why there's so much corporate cash behind the movement to do this. Let's be clear. The movement to do this, of course, they're not running around saying, we're gonna kill Social Security. They go, privatizing Social Security is gonna strengthen Social Security. Here's Senator Robert Bennett from Utah, saying, you know, private personal accounts and private, you know, which are privatization, personal accounts are a long-term fix for Social Security. Now, in my book, I show how the idea that the system is in crisis, even that's a lie. But let's just take the premise that privatizing Social Security is the way to fix it. Let me read you some stats. In 2005, the New York Times reported that while the Bush administration was claiming that their privatization system, quote, would substantially exceed what the current program can actually pay, other analysts, including the Republican Congress's own Congressional Budget Office, have reached a different conclusion. Specifically, these nonpartisan experts said retiree benefits under a privatized system are, quote, likely to be less than actual benefits under the current system. In 2005, the Nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities analyzed data from Social Security's own actuaries and proved the privatization would accelerate Social Security's fiscal problems. Whereas the current system would stop paying out full benefits in 2042, although it would still pay out 75% of its benefits, a privatized system would stop paying out full benefits in 2031. The report was followed up by another one in May that pulled no punches. Privatization, the report said, quote, would accelerate the date on which Social Security begins to have cash flow deficits as well as the date of insolvency. Here's the worst one. In March of 2005, Republican David Walker, the federal government's comptroller general, told Congress that privatizing Social Security would, quote, exacerbate Social Security's problems and would mean that the system's, quote, insolvency date would get closer, not farther away. Walker was an expert before serving as the government's top auditor. He had served as one of President George H.W. Bush's top appointees overseeing Social Security. So this is a perfect example. A huge amount of money behind an effort to destroy and dismantle a federal program on behalf of the moneyed interests who are pushing it. The storyline created to push this, that it's a, you know, it's motivated by a desire to save the system, is a complete and total lie. This is the hostile takeover of our government.
Hmm. All right, let's go to Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760 with J. Marvin and David Sirota. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, David. You got a great boost in the Sunday newspaper from John Alfonso Farrell, our Washington bureau chief in the Denver Post, talking about your job trying to keep us focused in on the fact that we're not going to get rid of the Republicans in Congress, and then we're going to do the same thing as a bunch of Democrats, getting the Democrats in there and to be bought out by the corporate interests in this country. And so I am really glad that you're there and you know, that you're making us aware. As Jay said this morning, this is really, really something that we need to know.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And that's actually the point of the book, is that I think that, you know, folks know that there's a problem out there.
Right.
Ordinary people know there's a problem. They don't know exactly what the problem is, but they know that our system, that the economic challenges they face are connected to the system that is corrupt. And this book is designed to take that sort of general knowing and show exactly how people are actually right, that voters are smart. They know something's wrong, and this is designed to show them exactly what's wrong.
Yeah. Is there a chance that, not now, in 06 we got to take back this country, but if this doesn't square away, I think maybe Americans will be ready for a third party. I see, you know, and I don't know where I could get the support to this, but I think we need to change and get a one-term president maybe for 6 years with no chance of rerunning for Congress. I think that fact that we try to get somebody in office and then after 2 years they start rerunning for election puts the process where we focus on trying to get the guy back in office instead of having someone up there that becomes a president of the United States working for the people.
All right, let's let David comment on it, and thanks, Bob, for the
right.
call. What about a third party?
Well, I'm
against them, but I, you know.
I think the system is rigged against them, and I'm not into just sort of quixotic pursuits, but there are third-party models that aren't quixotic. So, for instance, in New York, there's the Working Families Party. The system in New York allows fusion voting, where the third party can endorse major party candidates and use its strategic endorsements to wield power. So the Working Families Party has used strategic endorsements of Democrats to help Democrats and has used that to push an agenda. So an example, the Working Families Party was credited with getting the Republican state senate in New York to override the Republican governor's veto of minimum wage legislation. The fusion voting system allows the third party not to play an either-or role, but allows it to play a supporting role in pushing an agenda. The problem is that they have that structure, that legalization of fusion, is not allowed in other states. So I think before we're going to have a third-party movement, we've got to, if we're going to have one, let's make it constructive. Let's at least set up the structure to have one, as opposed to this system where we had, you know, people were vote, you know, throw away their vote in an either or choice, you know, back when we had, you know, the Nader Gore Bush thing.
Right.
You saw how destructive that is. If it had been a fusion process, that might not have had to happen. The bigger question is, you know, how do we take our government back? You know, is it term limits? I don't subscribe to term limits. The major problem facing our country and our political process is not that people are running for re-election. It's that the people who are running for re-election, the incumbents, are able to so massively outspend opponents. And so I support a public financing system of elections, that we have to give good people who want to run for office a way to run for office where they don't have to shake down big money interests.
Well, the Netroots campaign, those of us who, you know, log on to sites and give 25, 50, or 100 bucks at a pop, will that help the situation?
I think it will definitely help. It's a bridge. But, again, you know, we've got to give people an institutional system by which you can run for office independently. The Netroots is a good bridge. But the problem is it's as a long-term solution to getting people off big money, you know, the Netroots is not, you know, sometimes it'll fund one candidate, sometimes it'll fund another. It's not institutional. We want to give people who are going to run for legislature all the way up to president something that they know they can rely on, that if they, you know, meet minimum thresholds to show that they have support, they know that there's going to be an independent source of money. And I think that's really where we have to go. And this is not a liberal or a conservative idea. Remember, you know, Connecticut passed this, you know, blue state. Arizona, a red state, has public financing of elections. This is the way to really get a system that we own. And I know the criticism, you know, why are we in welfare for politicians? Why are we going to give more money to politicians? My answer is you get what you pay for. Somebody's paying for these elections. Somebody's, you know, the people who pay for these elections are getting a government they own. If we want a government we own, we have to be willing to pay for it.
All right, 7:45, 15 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We'll get into more on how to take back our government, take more of your phone calls, too. With J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk, my very special guest, David Sirota, Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government, and How to Take It Back. He'll be at the Tattered Cover tonight downtown between 7 and 9 p.m. And also at Progress Now, he'll kick off their Progressive Speaker Series with a live audio session and a discussion with David at the Lower Downtown Denver this Thursday. That's tonight at 6 p.m. Get in touch with the people at Progress Now Action to find out more information. 7:45, 50 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Fortunately, our crash heading into the DTC along 225 has been cleared from the drive. We're now checking clear at Yosemite, though heavy traffic is now settled into place between Parker Road and I-25. I-70 is now checking clear eastbound just before Quebec after an earlier crash on the right-hand shoulder. We are still, though, heavy and slow all the way back to Federal. Both directions of C-470 are jammed up at the eastbounders dealing with heavy traffic between Broadway and University. Eastbound I-270 heading through Commerce City is also thick between I-76 and Vasquez. In today's forecast, we will see a high of 88 degrees. Currently, we're at 57 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Ed Schultz Show. Senator Ken Salazar with us. Do you believe that this whole discussion about language in America is really a diversion? It's all about nothing. What do you think?
You know, Ed, it is a diversion. There are people in this country who look to find issues that divide America, and they do that time after time after time. And that's what this is all about. To include these divisive issues in this legislation, I think, is not the appropriate way to go.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
the Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make a difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Roofing, we're on top of it. 303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Did you know that the largest dog walk on record took place in England on June 21st, 2003, and attracted more than 4,372 canine participants? Now, I can just imagine taking my two dogs, Coco and Jackson, to that. They would cause a huge riot. I'd end up in jail. They socialize pretty well with other dogs, but they have a tendency to get a little bit rowdy. You know, if you want to do something about your dog's health, and if you love your dogs or your dog as much as Mary and I love Coco and Jackson, then the thing to do is to get on Purina One, because it will change your dog's health for the better. Now, we've been feeding them Purina One since they've been little teeny pups, and Purina One has 13 dog formulas, each made with a specific nutritional need in mind, depending on your pet. And, you know, they have it for large breed dogs, which is typically different because large breed dogs benefit from glucosamine. They've got it for sensitive system dogs who have sensitive stomachs. They've got it for pups. They've got it, you know, for dogs who need more protein. You can find it all virtually in Purina One. So, you know what? Could your dog's food help change your pet's health for the better? It sure could. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Take the Purina One 30-day challenge today, and you'll get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. And the number again is 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
Top three reasons I'm really going to enjoy this long weekend. Number three, a new grill means burgers on Saturday, steaks on Sunday, and kebabs on Monday. Number two, I'm getting a bigger fridge for all that meat. And number one, I'll buy now, but pay later.
Right now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through May 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Please get your smile on.
There's nothing like fresh roasted turkey and succulent ripe tomatoes to get me excited about a sandwich. But there is one thing that can make me want it even more. The delicious taste and crispy crunch of baked Lay's potato crisps. A sandwich and baked Lay's. I think I'm in love.
Please get your smile on.
For a match made in heaven, make a fast stop into Wendy's for a new deli fresh frescata sandwich and an irresistible bag of baked Lay's.
Now this word from your president.
Freedom is beautiful, and, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. The most fascinating book of the year, David Sirota's Hostile Takeover, How Big Money Corruption Has Conquered Our Government, and How We Take It Back. And, David, we've got some more people who want to talk to you on the phone. By the way, David will be at the Tattered Cover tonight between 7 until 9. That's the downtown Tattered Cover. And get in touch with the people at Progress Action Now. Progress Now Action. I never get their name right. And they're such good people. Progress Now Action. And they've got a series with David, too, that kicks off at 6 p.m. tonight. Let's take one more call, because I think this one's important. Let's go to Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine.
Hey, I really look forward to talking to you, Dave, because I've heard you on Al Franken's show, and of course your show, Jay, and it's great. I've called before, and I really want to find out about how this could be possible, but in 1999, I saw a special on Nova by a guy named Bill Rosen, or the brother of Bill Rosen. He started Compaq Computer Systems, and his brother was an engineer. They both together are like, you know, double-digit billionaires. So he got 65 engineers together, and they created a hydrogen fuel cell conversion motor that ran on water. They tested them on buses in Atlanta in 92. They worked beautifully. By 1999, they had it shrunk down small enough to put into a Saturn. On the show, the car got 100 miles to the gallon, put out no emissions, could accelerate like a normal vehicle from 0 to 60, but from 60 to 100, which is like his big explanation point on it, was that you didn't have to have a hybrid motor. It would actually accelerate like a normal car from 60 to 100 so that you could actually drive this thing around and not have to worry about that part. Now, the thing that fascinated me was, by EPA standards, it put out 0.00 emissions and yet gets 100 miles to the gallon. Now, he said the mixture was 90% water, 10% gasoline.
All right, let's kind of cut this in short. What the question I think you want to ask is, what happened to the car?
Well, yeah, why don't we hear about this? Wouldn't this effectively end this problem in Iraq, end our problem with energy? Couldn't it create a huge tax, non-existent part? Because, hey, running on water, wouldn't that be what we want?
I didn't see the story, but it doesn't surprise me. The concept that the oil industry doesn't want things like this to come to market is not a new concept. I mean, for instance, you know, there's stories about how out in California the oil companies made sure that light rail and subway weren't built. The oil companies are one of the big ones that lobby against better fuel efficiency standards, and they come up with rationales. I mean, there's always rationales to these things, and I'm sure in the case that you've mentioned there was a rationale. You know, on fuel efficiency standards, the big one that we hear is that higher fuel efficiency standards will kill people because they say it'll mean lighter cars. Right, and lighter cars mean that people will you know, the accidents will be worse. Meanwhile, the statistics show that SUVs, you have a much likelier chance of dying in an SUV crash than you do in a regular car because an SUV rolls over. That the real issue about safety on and light cars is the disparity between very heavy cars and normal-sized cars. That the disparity causes the problem. But we get this, you know, and in my book I have an entire thing about how essentially, you know, this myth that, you know, higher fuel efficiency standards will kill people is the myth that perpetuates no action on fuel efficiency standards. So your point is right, that there are technologies out there to deal with this issue. Those technologies are suppressed. They are suppressed by a Congress and a political system that is in the pocket of the big oil companies. And I mean, what's the biggest threat to the big oil companies?
Yeah.
People using less oil.
Yeah.
That's the
right.
biggest threat to them.
Yeah. All right, Glenn. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right. Quickly, because we're running out of time. Public financing of campaigns, is that the way to take it back?
That's the policy to take it back. I think the way for ordinary citizens to take it back is to focus our political activism more locally. The hostile takeover of our government is far less pronounced at the state, local, and municipal level. We can change those levels now. Those levels often have as profound an impact on our daily lives as other levels. So we first have to focus locally, and in focusing locally, one of the things we should focus most on in trying to pressure our leaders is to support a public financing system of elections.
So, in other words, if you're out there listening, give Joe Rice, Holly Cullum, and Morgan Carroll money because it's on a local basis.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way to stop it.
And those people, remember, they are our next congressmen, senators, governors, and presidents. We've got to get to them now, show them that when they stand up for us, they will be rewarded, and when they don't stand up for us, they will have a very short political career.
Boy. All I can say is what a fascinating book. And I also like some of the shots you take in here, too, and particularly the one you take in the very beginning at Thomas Friedman.
Yeah, he's not exactly my favorite columnist. Any columnist who uses their position at the New York Times to loud and applaud and justify, for instance, outsourcing of jobs, I mean, you really have to wonder what kind of a bubble these people live in. I mean, I bet you Tom Friedman would stop writing about outsourcing the minute his job Right. Was under threat of being outsourced.
And you also take on the Clinton and the Gore administration in this book as well.
I do. And what's interesting is that I have a quote from Al Gore on the front of the book praising the book. And I think that shows a little bit about how much he's changed. The Clinton stuff, you know, I particularly go after him on NAFTA. You know, here's a guy who ran for president telling us that he would never sign a trade deal that didn't have labor, environmental, and human rights standards. He would never sign a deal with Mexico like that, never sign a deal with China like that. 2 years after he was elected, he rammed through NAFTA, deliberately stripped of labor, environmental, and human rights protections. That, you know, NAFTA's undermined our wages. It's created 20 million more Mexicans in poverty, which has obviously affected the illegal immigration debate. And again, the fact that nobody's talking about NAFTA and we're having an immigration debate should show you just how corrupt our system is. You know, I know Tom Tancredo, big on immigration. You know, the biggest question for Tom Tancredo is, hey, pal, why aren't you talking about NAFTA? Why aren't you talking about NAFTA, the big money interests who wrote NAFTA, how they made sure that that bill has decimated the Mexican economy? He doesn't want to talk about that.
Yeah, he doesn't even want to get into it.
Right. And so Clinton rammed through these trade deals, you know, and that shows, again, that this is a systemic problem, that the real divide in our country is not really Republican and Democrat. It's inside establishment and the rest of us.
You know what? This is part one to this. I'm sitting in for Ed Schultz this afternoon. Let's see, John, if we can get David booked on Ed Schultz's show. And we'll start this all over again this afternoon between 1 and 4. And we'll not only start it over, but we'll kind of pick it up where we left off here. So we'll see if we can work on that this afternoon. David, thanks. And let's hope I can talk to you this afternoon between 1 and 4.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
Join AM760 Progressive Talk Saturday and Sunday, June 3rd and 4th at Invesco Field for the 4th annual Broncos Fan Fair. Meet your favorite Broncos, check out Broncos memorabilia, and more. For more information and your chance to win tickets to Broncos Fan Fair, log on to AM760.net.
The following is a message to Metro Denver employers from the superheroes at Rider Rangers.
Do your employees arrive at work cursing the commute and grumbling over gas prices? Sounds like a job for the Rider Rangers. Our transportation experts will help your employees find carpool partners so they can share the ride and the cost of driving. And if your employees commute on North I-25, here's another great incentive. Carpools can drive in the new tolled express lane opening in June without paying a toll. Your employees can bypass traffic jams and get to work faster with less stress. Sure, we wear spandex suits rather than Brooks Brothers suits, but unlike other consultants, our services are free. Contact the Rider Rangers for information on carpools, van pools, telework, and other programs that can boost morale and your bottom line. Call 303-458-POOL. That's 458-POOL. Or visit us online at drcog.org.
The Rider Rangers are brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
Dave Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapenny. Commuter nightmare. A power outage has shut down the entire Northeast corridor on Amtrak from Washington to Stamford, Connecticut, just north of New York City.
Most of the people have shed their coats and ties and shirts, and we're hanging out the doors right now. I'm looking up the track and down the track.
WCBS Radio helicopter traffic reporter Tom Kaminsky tells us it's also affecting thousands of New Jersey commuters whose trains use Amtrak's right-of-way.
I've seen at least 8 or 9 of those trains stranded between tracks in the stretch between the Metro Park Station in Island and the Hudson River. At least 2 of those were Amtrak trains.
Amtrak's Cliff Black says 5 trains are stuck in tunnels, 4 in New York and 1 in Baltimore.
We're using diesel locomotives to move those trains into the stations so the people can be offloaded.
On Capitol Hill, Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nicholson is telling a House committee he's furious, upset that personal information on 26 million veterans was taken home by a department analyst and stolen from the employee's home. He's even more upset no one told him about it for 2 weeks.
As a veteran myself, I have to tell you that I'm outraged. I'm frankly mad as hell.
Indiana Congressman Stephen Bowyer calls the episode a serious case of mismanagement. A hotly debated immigration reform bill is expected to win Senate approval a few hours from now, but opposition from House Republicans could keep it from becoming law. CBS's Cheryl Atkinson says much of the opposition has to do with allowing illegal immigrants to become citizens.
Those here less than 2 years are out of luck. They'd go home. 2 to 5 years, they'd go to a border point of entry and apply to return. 5 years plus, They'd stay and could become legal residents after learning English and paying fines and back taxes.
Senator John McCain says he's willing to compromise.
I don't think it would be appropriate for us on the Senate side to draw a line in the sand and say this is non-negotiable. That's not the way to go in.
New speed limit signs could be going up on parts of two interstates in mostly rural sections of West Texas. A decision expected today would raise the limit from 75 miles an hour to an even 80, the highest posted speed limit in the country. Insurance industry transportation engineer Richard Redding says saving time has a cost.
Increasing speed limits is a trade-off. Faster travel times come at the price of more lives lost.
So what if he doesn't look the part? Soul singer Taylor Hicks is Fox TV's new American Idol. Hicks almost booted his first audition on the show, but he tells the CBS News Early Show he never gave up the dream.
This is such an amazing dream come true for me, and the American dream as well.
In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are ahead 29 points. NASDAQ is up about 14. This is CBS News.
You see a squirrel in the road. Your car stops. It gets dark. Your car lights the way. You order a coffee. Your car holds your cup. Your car takes care of you. So how do you take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care from die-hard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. And right now, we're having our biggest Goodyear tire sale ever. So bring your car to the experts at Sears Auto Centers. Your car would do the same for you. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 5/27/06.
LeVar, I will do whatever it takes to get you to pitch for our team.
Well, sir, I've always wanted to be the go-to guy.
You want to be a relief pitcher, fine.
No, sir, an account temps financial specialist.
Account temps?
Of course, I'll have to complete my accounting education.
Son, what are these account temps guys offering you?
That I could join account temps and play on the same team with Bob.
Bob? Who the heck is Bob?
Oh, sir, you may know baseball, but you sure don't know accounting.
Account temps is the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. Visit us at accounttemps.com.
This hour is brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. We heard Doug Stone's story yesterday. He claims Bronco quarterback Jake Plummer hit his car in a road rage incident in Englewood on April 20th. But both men called 911 that night. Here's Plummer's version to police.
Englewood 911.
Yeah, I'm calling. I was just at a stoplight. And a license, I have a license plate from the guy that came up and bumped the back of my car.
Okay, where'd this happen
and,
at?
He just barely bumped it, and it's the middle of rush hour, and I know there's no damage, but he bumped me. It was on Camden and I think around Logan.
Englewood police issued a summons to Plummer on a misdemeanor charge. He is set to be in court in mid-June. Thousands are expected to turn out today to honor the Denver firefighter who died from injuries he received battling a house fire. The funeral for Lieutenant Rich Montoya begins at 11 o'clock this morning at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. A procession of 150 fire vehicles will then travel to Fort Logan National Cemetery, where he'll be buried at 2 o'clock. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. Got a new problem now along westbound I-70 just before C-470. The right and center lanes are now jamming up due to a car fire in the area. We're dealing with stop-and-go traffic now from 6th Avenue due to this crash, and hopefully it will be cleared out of the roadway very soon. Now, across I-25, your jamming, of course, begins up on the north end. Southbound I-25 running between 112th and the Turnpike. Yet again, between Alameda and Hampton, really, your slowing doesn't wrap up around here. Now, northbound I-25 is equally as heavy running between 225 and Colorado Boulevard. Your final slowing wraps up on the approach to the Broadway Bridge. Eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue are jamming up between Federal and I-25, and the same goes for the eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. In today's forecast, we'll have clear skies and a high up around 88 degrees. Currently, we're at 58 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's...
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910. Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
Type of situation. And you look at these other stories, and it's just, everything else. You know, every once in a while, I'm going to tell you something. Every once in a while, you will get a book that will cross your desk. You'll get a guest on. You'll get somebody on, and they'll absolutely and completely blow your mind. I mean, they'll just absolutely and completely set you back. Reading David Sirota's book and having him on has done exactly that. You can see him tonight at the Tattered Cover in Lodo. What did I do with them? I have the schedule around here somewhere. Hang on. Here it is. He'll be at the downtown Tattered Cover bookstore between 7 and 9. That's tonight. He's also got an event with the ProgressNow.org people. They're going to kick off their Progressive Speaker Series with live audio session and a discussion with David DeSirota. So get in touch with them if you want to go to that. Or go down to the Tattered Cover and get a copy of this book. I didn't even get David to sign my copy of the book. So hopefully if he comes back this afternoon, we'll be able to get him to do that. All right, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to do the rare thing on Thursday of throw the phones open at 303-713-7600. As you know, tomorrow is Friday, and we usually do 4 hours of open phones with some guests. But I'm just going to throw open the lines. I don't know what else there is to say after having David Sirota on here and talking about just the absolute and complete ripoff that has been perpetrated on you and I by the wingnuts and even some Democrats who have been part of this whole process as well. You know, I'm not for a third party. I just am not. I'm for a takeover of the Democratic Party. I'm for forcing the Democratic Party to go straight. It's one of the reasons why I asked David about the Netroots campaign, which I believe, you know, wholeheartedly in, and the crashing the gates theory and the theory about getting involved on a limited basis. Because, you know, we're not all gazillionaires and we can't all, like, contribute hundreds of thousands of dollars to every campaign. But, I mean, heck, you can come up with $50 somewhere or $25 or whatever. And if enough of us band together, doesn't that, push big money out of politics? But maybe it doesn't. And maybe public financing for campaigns is the way to go. And I like David's idea of developing it on the local level as well. We have excellent local candidates running here in the state of Colorado. Some of the best local candidates I've run across in a long, long time. And I named off three of my favorites right there while David was here. And I'm sure you've got your favorites as well. And getting involved with them, is the way to go. Obviously, and the idea of public financing of campaigns, and I've heard this much debated about public financing of campaigns, and, what other way is there to take the big money out of politics? Because I don't know of any other way to take the big money out of politics, but it's a shame when people who run for office, what they have to end up doing is they have to end up shaking down donors and worrying about getting enough cash to run. And, it feverishly puts pressure on them to get involved. And the Netroots people, support some candidates and they don't support others. I mean, I slid over to Ned Lamont's site and gave him a little money to run against Joseph Lieberman. And I did it, I did it because, I don't care for Lieberman. And I kind of wanted to send a message, to the Democratic Party that it's time for a change within the Democratic Party and that we've got to get down to the serious business of leading this nation. And we've got to get down to the idea of electing serious Democrats and not people who, like Joseph Lieberman, who really, you know, has backed Bush on this war and belongs in another political party. I mean, he belongs over in the GOP, basically, I think. And I'd love to sit down with him sometime and ask him why he sits in the Democratic Party. What's the point behind that? And what is he doing with us? Because basically, you know, I don't understand it. I just don't understand people like Lieberman. Just don't get it. Don't get it at all. It's a really sad article today in the New York Times. Test shows drop in science achievement for 12th graders. The first nationwide science test administered in 5 years shows that achievement among high school seniors has declined across the past decade, even as scores in science rose among the fourth graders and held steady among the eighth graders, the Federal Education Department reported yesterday. The failing average science test scores among high school students appeared to certain to increase anxiety about America's academic competitiveness and add new urgencies to calls from President Bush, governors, and philanthropists like Bill Gates for an overhaul of the nation's high schools. And this gets into this whole thing about an attack on public education and why kids are doing so poorly in school and why there doesn't seem to be much support for public schools these days. The drops in science proficiency appeared to reflect a broader trend in which some academic gains made in elementary grades and middle schools have been seen to fade during the high school years. So what goes on when a kid gets into high school? What happens to him? Something to consider, and it's you know, about our competitiveness in the world, basically. You know, our fourth graders are doing better. That's good news, said Darvin M. Winnick, chairman of the bipartisan body set up by Congress to oversee the test. But the 12th grade results are distressing. There's no way to slice it. The Bush administration and just about everybody else is complaining about high schools, and these results show that there's really something to complain about. And what is it about kids in science these days? You know, or is it just the public schools? And if it's the public schools, what's wrong with them? And how do we fix them? Which are all open-ended questions. You know, I only go back to my generation. Where I remember that going to school was considered a must, and that my parents and that the media never, ever, ever openly complained about the school system. And now, of course, you know, we have an underfunded No Child Left Behind situation, and there's all this mass complaining about school and the dropout rates. They're absolutely shameful. All right, 303-713-7600, two lines open. It's open phones here. Anything you want to talk about at 8:14, 14 minutes after 8. Let's go to Michael in Loveland. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead.
And a pleasant morning to you.
Hi.
Reading up on the Yahoo message boards, and they had an article that I'm sure is or going to be in the paper about the economy clicking along at a 5.1% growth rate in this last first quarter. And I'm curious, the government manipulates the data for a lot of other stuff, and I'm wondering if you think that this is being manipulated also.
You know, I don't know about that, but I think the thing to look at, what I'd be interested in knowing, is how have wages increased?
Wages, any wages at all?
How have wages increased, or have they remained flat, which is what I believe that they have,
yep.
That they've remained flat. And, you know, the whole idea that to some sectors of the economy, some people in the economy are making money, obviously, but others, the average worker is not doing so hot. And, you know, this is something that, you know, I'd really like to know about. I'd like to know. I mean, you know what? For instance, let's just take the two of us. When was the last time you got a raise?
The question is when am I going to be able to get back into the job market at a decent wage?
Oh, well, okay. Are you out of the job market?
Yeah.
See, I asked people this the other morning about how they were doing and whether they believe these. You know, it's a weird thing that's going on here, that you keep getting these positive pronouncements about the economy, but then you keep running into people like yourself who either are unemployed or are underemployed or who haven't seen a wage increase, and you try to reconcile, like, which is the truth here.
Mm-hmm.
So all I can say is I'm not an economist, And now, you know, it's too bad we don't have David here again, because we could ask him.
I was trying to. You kept saying your telephone number too quickly, and I never got it down quite. But don't worry about that.
I'm sorry, but you know, we should have asked him. I mean,
could you ask him this afternoon?
Yeah, if he's back on, I'll definitely ask him.
Okay, super.
All right.
Love it.
All right. Hope you get a job, man.
Hopefully very quickly.
Let me ask you one other question before you go.
Sure.
How long have you been unemployed?
Well, the better part of 5 months now. As the classic saying goes, the jobs are out there, but at $7.50 an hour, I barely make enough money to cover the mortgage. And so, it's either a question of, doing multiples and killing yourself or, trying to get into a marketplace where there's a better paying job.
And what do you do? What's your specialty?
Well, I had worked for Home Depot for a period of 5 years. And I was an electrical contractor for 15, and so I was their electrical pro. And with the change of management styles from the original founders to the new ones, you walk into a Home Depot, it's not uncommon to find an entire department just being uncovered because they're saying, nope, we can't spend the money, can't keep the people on the floor.
Yeah. Well, the longest I ever stayed unemployed in this business was 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally found something. I've also had the rare privilege of never having filed for unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
I've always lived off to my last dime before I finally something has definitely come through.
Fallen into place.
But you know what, Michael? Something will happen for you too, man.
I certainly hope so.
I got faith.
Listen, a pleasure talking to you, sir. And ask David about that. I was, as I said, I was hoping to be able to get in the last hour, but I only turned on the radio at about 7:30, so it was way too late by then.
All right, if he's on again, I'll ask him.
Take care of yourself.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Bye-bye.
All right. It's one line open at 303-713-7600. 818, 18 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, stand by. I got more gas to give away. Yeah, you better believe it. Somebody's going to win some free gas, about $100 worth from AM 760, Progressive Talk, and it's open phones. Rare, but after David Sirota's blowaway interview, I don't know what else we would want to talk about. And you want to talk about the economy?
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
You can call us bonkers. You can call us crazy. But whatever you do, call us. Because Burt Cooney Honda has a goal to become the largest Honda dealer west of the Mississippi. This month, Burt Cooney Honda is kicking things off with a big red sale. Take a stroll through Burt Cooney's huge selection of new Hondas, and you'll see big red sale prices that'll knock your socks off. Put your socks back on, and take a walk through Burt Cooney's pre-owned Honda lineup. Payments and prices are so low, you'll have to stoop to see them. Burt Cooney Honda also has a great selection of gas-sipping hybrids in stock and ready for delivery. Check out the entire inventory at bkhonda.com. There's nothing like a Honda and nobody that can get you in the driver's seat like Burt Cooney. Go to bkhonda.com and see for yourself. The Big Red Sale on now at Burt Cooney Honda in Centennial. It's over. When the fat lady stops singing.
33-4140, so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Gas prices got you down? On Wednesday, June 28th, you can dust off your tire pump and bypass the gas pump. It's Bike to Work Day. Join thousands of commuters who are riding instead of driving on Bike to Work Day. Enjoy fitness, fresh air, and freedom from your normal frustrating commute. Plus free food and giveaways at more than 100 metro area breakfast stations. And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, KUSA-TV, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
It's super for pets. It's super for people. It's the Petco Super Sale. Yes, the Petco Super Sale, with huge savings on thousands of items throughout the store. Aisle after aisle of food, toys, treats, and accessories for your pets, with savings like $4 off, $5 off, even $6 off large bags of premium dog and cat food with your free Pals card. So hurry in now to the Super Sale going on at Petco, where the pets go.
John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground, nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to AM760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, 8:23, 23 minutes after 8, it's time to give away a little gas. And you know what? I'm going to announce three Progressive Club members, as I've been doing every hour on my show. So here we go. Matt Gitson of Aurora, Gloria Jean Rowe of Denver, and Mark Ramirez of Longmont. All three of you now have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call us at 303-631-2760 to claim $100 of gas from AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you didn't win this time, don't worry. I'll have three more to call out next hour. If you're not a Progressive Club member, sign up now at am760.net. Matt Gitson, Gloria Jean Rowe, and Mark Ramirez. Call us now at 303-631-2760 and win that free gas from am760 Progressive Talk. All right, David Sirota this afternoon on the Ed Schultz Show. As we sit in, as John Turk and I will be here, Jay Marvin and I will sit in, and we'll have David back on again and have him spend another hour with him. Meanwhile, it's open phones now at 303-713-7600, and we'll talk about anything that you want to talk about. Here's Harriet in Inglewood. Harriet, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Great guest. Wonderful.
Thank you.
The thing I want to talk about is, very vaguely, I work for a large corporation. I have not had a raise. I'm going to give you a time zone between 4 and 7 years in that period. I have not had a raise. I was supposed to get one, and I was told they weren't making money.
So you haven't had a raise in all this time?
Uh-huh. And there isn't anything out there to go to change to, and everybody knows it. My husband's a network engineer. He's an administrator. He's been out of work for 2 years, but he's working at a job, another job, and which makes him very depressed. He's applied for a lot of jobs, and he just got a rejection yesterday and said that they hired someone else because they were more qualified, which I find hard to believe. So when I hear that there are a lot of jobs, and I hear stories when I'm in the field of other people, I don't believe it. I mean, oh, yeah, I suppose there are jobs, $7, $8, $9 an hour.
Yeah. In other words, it's a classic race to the bottom.
Yeah. And I have read before and heard that the big jobs, and they don't talk about all the people that keep getting laid off, that these jobs will never be replaced. The ones that send their children to school, that send them to college, that pay mortgages, those jobs are gone. And I hope that people do get out and vote and change what's going on. I have a friend that's a Republican, and she called last night, and she said, well, we pay taxes. No, they're fiscal Republicans. And they're at the, and the reason they're fiscal Republicans is for that large tax break.
Well, you know, you tell them, you know, yeah, you pay taxes, but the taxes you pay are nothing as compared to what the corporations in this country don't pay.
Oh, basically, they pay nothing. I can even guarantee that, but I mean...
Well, they must make, well, they must make like what? Over $100 million a year?
Not $100 million, about a couple million, 2 to 3. So what they pay is very, very minute. I don't know. Just I you know, I've joined a lot of websites. I write a lot of emails, and there's something else that's going on tonight. And I'm going to send you an email with it. And it's to change the 2006 elections to get out and vote. And,
yeah, we need to.
We have to. And my husband said something, and I sort of laughed, and I thought, you know, that is funny. He said that if a monkey was running right now, he'd vote for it just to get everybody out and start again.
Yep, we definitely need change. Harriet, thank you. I appreciate it, and I hope things look up for you and your husband.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, that's discouraging. And I got a friend who was told that he worked 6 years at a company, and that after 6 years he reached a salary cap with that same company, and things would go no higher. It's pretty discouraging. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
You know, I wanted to pose a question, a couple of questions, actually, to David while he was on, but couldn't make it to the phone here in time. You know, I'm wondering if anyone has ever looked at the whole situation, especially the people in the administration now, in particular Karl Rove, have in their design, like eventually somewhere down the line, you know, pushing it to, like, class warfare. And I mean, you know, real class warfare.
Yeah, warfare on the middle class.
Well, not just on the middle class, on everybody below that 1%, or one-tenth of 1% of the, you know, richest people on the planet, so to speak. Because it just seems that everything that they're doing now is just laying the groundwork for, you know, years to come. I have three kids, and I, you know, I look at the future, and I, you know, hope and pray that we can turn things around, that we can level the economic and social playing field in this country, because we still are, you know, the most powerful country on the planet, and should lead by example. You know, if our citizens are doing well, that will spread like a forest fire, you know, across the world. And that's what we should be selling to the world. The other thing is, just in general, will we see these guys in the future sometime doing the perp walk? Because they've stolen, they've lied, and they've committed murder to advance, you know, their aims. Do we have the moral and political will as a nation to eventually bring these guys to justice?
I don't think we're ever going to see any of that happen unless we change what goes on in the system, and I think that sort of David Sirota points that out, that we have to change what's happening before we'll ever get to a point where we can ever go after any of these people. Because they're, you know, they're committing crimes on a daily basis here and getting away with it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if we don't start dripping that water on the rock to eventually crack the rock open, where is the United States of America, you know, going to wind up? Where's the, you know, the Constitution, which, you know, the best human experiment, albeit, you know, not perfect, but the best human experiment on the planet so far has been the bringing of a Republican democracy to the world, where people, you know, vote in a government, have supposedly public servants, representative government, to do the work that we all can't do, you know, for ourselves, go out and fix the road in front of my house, so to speak. You know, and these guys want to tear down government, and they're hell bent on it. You know, the Orville Norquists and everything of the world are a cancer to democracy and to freedom. And you know, we have to wake up. And listen, I'll leave you with one thing. My wife's a nurse, and yesterday I drove her to work, and she really wanted to get on, and you know, lay some things on you about, you know, bringing in foreign help and what it's doing to the health industry in general. And I tell you, I hope you revisit that sometime. You bring in some people. you know, to talk about that, because it's part of this, you know, cancer. And we have to also take over the Republican Party too. We really have to bring the Republican Party
back.
Let's
get the Democratic Party under control.
Yeah.
We're
going to have a two-party system.
I got to run, Mick. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. One line open at 303-713-7600. 831, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock. We'll check out progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart. Amelia.
Thank you, Jay. Well, we still have a couple problems spread across the roadways. Taking a look at westbound I-70, that right-hand lane is blocked up on the approach to C-470. Got a car fire here. Now, luckily, that fire is out, but there's lots of water spread across the road and curiosity delay in the area. Now, across I-76 westbound at Sable, we got a two-car crash here, and one of the cars is a police vehicle that was actually hauling prisoners to a prison. So you can expect the curiosity delays here are pretty bad. Now, across northbound I-25, we have a two-car crash on the ramp from 84th Avenue and heavy traffic southbound I-25 beginning at 112th, continuing down towards the Boulder Turnpike. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of 88 degrees and a chance for showers, a slight chance, later on this afternoon. Currently, we're at 73 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Home Depot has everything you need to make your garden look absolutely stunning. Right now, you'll find a huge variety of fresh nursery-quality plants grown locally at guaranteed everyday low prices. Visit your Home Depot today and see how they can help your garden grow.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown.
Backed by popular demand, check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
We saw that there were some weaknesses.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's Toyota's launch spectacular, featuring Camry, now available in a hybrid version, the all-new FJ Cruiser, Yaris, and RAV4. Right now, get $500 to $2,000 customer cash. Plus, save money at the pump with a limited-time fill-it-up gas card worth $1,000 when you purchase any 06 Corolla, Tundra, or Sequoia, only at your Greater Denver Toyota dealer. But you'd better hurry, because Toyota's launch spectacular ends soon. Toyota, it's time to move forward. Cashback from Toyota Motor Sales USA in through 5/31/06. Varies by region. Fill it up gas card offer good on any new purchase or lease of eligible vehicles. Terms and restrictions apply. Fill it up gas card will be mailed to customer within 3 to 5 weeks after purchase date. Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for additional details.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer. Or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Regency Windows.
Hi, this is Dave Logan with good advice. Log on to BristolWindows.com to register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. That's BristolWindows.com.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to 2 Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday. The 3v3 Live Soccer Tournament is rolling into Clement Park June 17th and 18th. Show off your foot skills to win it all. Head to 3on3live.com to register your team by June 9th. Powered by Verizon Wireless.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right. Good morning. 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9. High today, 83. Part 1 of the Jay Marvin Show here today on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Part 2 is this afternoon as we sit in for Ed Schultz. And we'll have David Sirota back on this afternoon. That's in the second hour of the show. We'll have it on. And Harriet, if you're listening, some guy just called up and said that he would hire your husband. So call us back at 303-713-7600. Not that we act as a political employment agency, but... Why did I put the word political in there? As an employment agency, but you know what? You just never know. Okay, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Jack in the Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
There's another horror story about a violation of our privacy and the corporate interests, and I didn't see this on television or in the newspaper, but it was in the May Hightower Lowdown about an attempt to change IRS regulations so that tax preparers, and they specifically mentioned giants like H&R Block.
I saw that.
Okay. Well, I called the public interest research group. They said ChoicePoint and MasterCard and others are behind
it. Right, want to sell that information.
Yeah, well, so I called public interest research group in Washington, and they said Senator Obama has a bill, S-2484, to stop this.
All right, what's the name of that bill again?
Senate Bill 2484, Senator Obama.
Okay.
And I also found out it's in the Commerce Committee. So if you would do everybody a favor when you're on Nationwide this afternoon, if you'd just tell everybody to call their senators.
All right, will do. I'll try to remember to do it.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you. Hey, Jack. Thanks. I appreted the call.
You're welcome, Jay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, and selling of information by tax preparers is not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all. Let's go to John in Colorado Springs. John, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning.
I would love to have had the opportunity to ask David when he was on what he thinks the Democrats are going to do, if anything, about the current situation. Always keep in mind that Bill Clinton went to the Democratic Leadership Council in September, I believe it was, of 91, and again with his handout to get the money to run. So, you know, it's Bush Light is what I call the Democratic Party, and that's why I'm no longer a Democrat.
Well, I don't think the doll of Paul of the Democratic Party is Bush Light. I think you've got some people in there who obviously, you know, you don't agree with and you don't like and, you know, you don't support. And I pointed out the case of Joseph Lieberman as being one of them, who I gave money to Ned Lamont. But then you've got a lot of upstarts who are running as well, and you've got a lot of people in the Democratic Party who are working very, very hard, like Rose DeLauro and others, to try to do good things. So I think it's a discredit to them just to assume because of Bill Clinton that the whole rest of the Democratic Party is wrong and that there aren't people in the Democratic Party who are trying to make a difference and trying to make things happen. Jack Reed, who was just on this morning at 6:45, who we talked to about Iraq, is one of the people that David Sirota brings up as being somebody who has a good voting record and has tried very, very hard to make a difference. And there's a number of them out there that have tried very hard to make a difference. We just need more of them.
Who's Jack Reed?
He's a senator from Rhode Island.
Jack Reed, yeah, he's virtually invisible.
I don't think he's virtually invisible at all. As a matter of fact, he just got through having a major public discussion with Senator Warner about the future of Iraq. He's very far from being invisible. He only is invisible in your mind because it meets your argument.
No, not necessarily.
No, yes, necessarily. How would you? You know what? As a matter of fact, I don't think you could quote back to me in any way, shape, or form anything about Jack Reed. I don't think you know anything about it.
No, I don't.
Well, then why would you say he would be virtually invisible? Well, because you don't know anything about him?
Because I never see anything about him.
Oh, I see him on TV all the time. I see him quoted in the papers all the time. But you don't, because you don't makes him invisible. So should we go by your standard then, that because you don't know who the person is, that makes them invisible? Do you know who Rose DeLauro is?
No.
Well, okay, then there's no point in continuing this conversation. Let's go to Becca in Littleton. Becca, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay? I've got this funky little headset here.
Oh, yeah, sure. I hear you fine.
Okay, good. I'm just calling up because I got on 9 News this morning and on the Internet and saw Churchill's rebuttal to the committee's charges against him.
Right.
I thought it was really well written.
Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm in a stairwell.
Oh, well, get out of the stairwell, for God's sakes.
Sorry. I've been waiting to get online, so sorry about that. Here, I'll step out.
Go stand in a hallway or something.
Is this any better?
That's better.
Okay. Thank you. So, yeah, he was talking about some of the charges and saying that, you know, plagiarism, and what he had to say about that was very good. As, you know, somebody that went through 4 years of college, at least, I could say, you know, yeah, he had some points. It didn't seem like what they had found really was plagiarism. And also he talked about how it was supposed to be a private committee the media wasn't supposed to be involved, and of course it was all over the media. They weren't supposed to come up with, you know, suggested, what he would have to do in order, you know, as a sentence, really. So they did act as really kind of a judge and a jury, in a way.
Well, I reject his thing about the media, and I also question his argument about how he feels that that the panel did not understand that ethnic studies discipline employs its own set of research practices and methodologies. I don't think you have to even have a college degree to even know what to be able to tell what plagiarism is. If you use something from somebody else and you don't properly credit them or you don't do it in collaboration with them, then it's plagiarism. And did he do that or didn't he do it? And the committee says that he did it.
Yeah, the committee says he did it, but according to the facts that he had on his rebuttal, he really didn't.
What facts did he have there that claims that he didn't do it?
Well, he gave credit to, the group was called Damn the Dams. There were a couple of references in his written work to stuff that they had said, but he gave them credit in the second reference to them that he used. So the credit was there.
Well, then why didn't the committee see it?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, the idea that he's being politically persecuted, to a certain degree, you could make the case that all of this started because of what he had written outside of the classroom, and I don't support that at all. But if you get caught plagiarizing, that's a whole different set of circumstances, and when I had the whole discussion about this and spent the whole morning talking about this, I mean, there's no demonstration that the committee that looked at his work was under any kind of political pressure to return any kind of a verdict. And he keeps relying, it seems to me, on the two arguments, that one, it's political retribution, and two, that you use a different set of criteria in ethnic studies, and to me, the criteria, and I could be totally wrong, but to me, the criteria for plagiarism is the same criteria for plagiarism as it is for anything in the public sphere.
Yeah, and I don't think he's arguing that. I mean, I would have agreed with you before I read his rebuttal, but once I read that, it was like, okay, he's not using that argument to say that this isn't plagiarism. He's not saying, Native American studies is different and plagiarism is different when you look at that. That actually, there was a spin put on that, I think, from the committee that had nothing to do with plagiarism at all.
Didn't he make the statement, though, that they're not in my field and they don't understand my field and my field of research?
That is in his rebuttal, but it's not in regard to plagiarism. And he does explain that his field is a field that is basically was created recently as a minority field to sort of present the opposite point of view or, you know, the non-mainstream point of view to a lot of the way the traditional history is presented in colleges. And I can respect that. I think it's good to be able to interpret history in different ways. And I think that's what he was trying to say, and I think the media kind of took it and turned it against him. Because nothing I read in his rebuttal said to me, this is really against the rules of scholarship.
Well, I want to see the key issues of plagiarism, addressed, and the idea that the committee was under political pressure to go after him, too. I don't find any, where's the evidence of that?
Well, I think that an interesting thing I read was that he said the people on the committee were actually CU insiders, or at least preponderance.
One of the guys that was on that committee is in Texas. I mean, how can he be a CU insider?
Well, see, that's what I'm wondering about. Here he's making this statement, and I would have to look and find out, exactly what did this committee consist of, because some of the names that he mentioned, they're CU people, so I don't understand that particular point.
I'm not so sure I buy that argument either, but you know what? I'll definitely go online and check it out and read the whole thing. And, Becca, I thank you so much for the call, and thanks for getting out of the stairwell as well.
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down.
Sorry. Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crosty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crosty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free, and we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
848, 48 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Big Head Todd and the Monsters rule. Hey, another place that rules is Rocky's Autos, with their matching down incentive up to $1,500, which means if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500. What you get is you got $3,000 towards purchase of your next vehicle, and Rocky's Autos has got the hugest, I mean, the largest selection of clean, late model used cars and trucks and vans and SUVs in all of Colorado. Over 500 great-looking vehicles on the lot. Anything you can think of, from the original sports car, the Corvette, to Saabs and Volkswagens and Toyotas and Hondas and Nissans and Dodges and Chevys and Fords and just list just goes on and on and on. And man, there are over 100 people working at Rocky's Autos who are there and dedicated to make sure that your buying experience is A-1. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Check them out on the Internet and look at the inventory yourself. Go to rockysautos.com, see their business philosophy, watch their television commercials, and just generally get to know them before you go out there. Or do what Mary and I have always done, which is get out there and take a look at the selection. You're bound to find something you like. We always do. Rocky's Autos is family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. I got good friends working at Rocky's. They're great people, and I'm proud to be associated with them. So go on out there and see the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv. See Spanky, see Colby, see Dave Dunn, see any of the great people working at Rocky's, Gerard Menard, and they'll help you out. Rocky's Autos, great place to buy an automobile, good people to do business with. You get a great deal at Rocky's, 63rd and Federal.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
The following
following is a message to Metro Denver employers from the superheroes at Rider Rangers.
Do your employees arrive at work cursing the commute and grumbling over gas prices? Sounds like a job for the Rider Rangers. Our transportation experts will help your employees find carpool partners so they can share the ride and the cost of driving. And if your employees commute on North I-25, here's another great incentive. Carpools can drive in the new Toll Express lane opening in June without paying a toll. Your employees can bypass traffic jams and get to work faster with less stress. Sure, we wear spandex suits rather than Brooks Brothers suits, but unlike other consultants, our services are free. Contact the Rider Rangers for information on carpools, van pools, telework, and other programs that can boost morale and your bottom line. Call 303-458-POOL. That's 458-POOL. Or visit us online at drcog.org.
The Rider Rangers are brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:52. 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock. AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 83. Mostly sunny. This is part one of our encounter here today. Part two comes this afternoon between 1 and 4. I'll be sitting in for Big Ed Schultz again. All right, let's get to the phones here. We go to Steve in Castle Pine. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Steve.
I wanted to talk to you. You were talking to, I guess, David Sirota about public financing of elections.
Right, right.
And he had couched it in terms of, you know, if you want good government, you have to pay for it. And I think that he's missing the bigger picture in that it would be extremely fiscally responsible if we had public financing of elections. We probably put out $500 billion a year in corporate welfare and pork barrel projects. If you do public financing of elections, it might cost you $1.5 billion a year on average. And all of that could go away. I mean, all it is essentially just political bribery. You know,
but you know what? What you've got going on essentially now is you've got essentially now political bribery going on, and you got essentially stealing from the taxpayers, and you got politicians that have to go to big money donors in order to get enough money to run. And if you had public financing of campaigns, you would take all of that away.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly it. Is that, you know, you pay $1.5 billion a year? It's a good deal to have public finance. Because then that $500 billion that we give away because, you know, corporate benefactors need a payback. So I'm agreeing with the point. I just think that his way of saying, oh, you need to pay for it, it would be dirt cheap. You'd get probably $100 billion return on $1 billion invested in public finance.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. In other words, what you're saying is what he said is kind of an oversimplification of the argument.
Well, that I don't think it's right to say, oh, you need to pay for it, because you really don't. You know, paying that $1.5 billion is going to return you $100 billion. And I think when small government conservatives figure that out, when they realize that spending a few dollars of public money is going to save them, you know, $500 billion of public money, then they'll start to come around.
You know what I can't figure out? I can't figure out where they're at, small government conservatives. Where are they? I mean, in other words, all of this going on, and David Sirota's book hits to both sides of the political spectrum, both Republicans and Democrats. You know, my personal preference is just to try to get a hold of the Democratic Party and straighten it out. But I don't hear anything from those quote-unquote small government conservatives. And all of this massive rip-offs and pork barrel stuff is going on, and all of this, you know, unfair, irresponsible tax cutting in a time of war and in a time of need, to the point where David Sirota points out in his book, Tom DeLay giving a impassioned speech on the floor of the House, and I wish I had it underlined in here and could read from it, about the need for tax cuts at a time right before we're going in to the war in Iraq. And where are the small government conservatives when it comes to you know, such things as the NSA spying and the violation of Americans' civil liberties? Why is it? Yeah, here it is. Let me. Do I have time? Let me read this. Check this out. Draft Dodger says tax cuts more important than troops in combat. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay says he supports protecting U.S. troops fighting in combat, yet when lawmakers in March of 2003 tried to prevent the passage of new tax cuts for the wealthy in order to save resources for the imminent war, Iraqi war, DeLay ignored their pleas for prudence and pushed through new tax cuts, even as troops were being sent into combat with inadequate body armor. Nothing is more important in the face of war than cutting taxes, he said, just days before officially crushing the tax cut opponents on the House floor. It was a statement that could only come from a man who, after dodging the Vietnam War draft, actually told the Houston Press that he had wanted to fight but was prevented from joining the military because too many poor minorities had enlisted and taken his spot.
Yeah, well, based on the reality of what we've seen, I think that small government conservatives is just as much of a code word as states' rights was. You had all these people who said, oh, we favor states' rights. What they meant was that they wanted to be able to discriminate. And I think small government conservatives, if you look today, these same people, all they're really saying is, let's get rid of welfare. I don't care how much we spend. I don't care what we spend it on. I just don't want a dime going into the pocket.
You want to point out to those people that we give away more in tax breaks and more in tax cuts and more in tax breaks to big companies and to the top 1% to 2% in this country than we spend on welfare.
It's not about the money, Jay. I think it's about the color of the skin of the people that are getting it.
All right, Steve. Well, you know what?
Sadly.
If there is a small government conservative who wants to respond, they can do it next hour. Thank you, Steve. Good call, man. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Hope you'll call me again.
You bet. Bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget part two of this afternoon between 1 and 4 as I sit in for Big Ed Schultz and attempt not to wreck that show. So stick around. We got one more hour of open phones to go at 303-713-7600. I'd love to hear from some of you small government conservatives about this administration and about what you think this administration has done, particularly in enlarging government.
Your progressive station, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Jay Marvin in the morning, Ed Schultz and Randy Rhodes in the afternoon. This is Al Franken. Join me every day 10 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why? Well, because Rush is a dummy.
Most people think of McStain as a green home building company. And they're right. We're from Boulder. We just can't help ourselves. For 40 years, we've been proponents of smart growth and environmentally friendly building practices. But the truth is, we're not just green. We've been told we're also kind of sexy. We've had perfect strangers tell us it was love at first sight. When they turned the corner and saw those Victorian scalloped shingles wrapped around that dormer, well, that's all it took. For some, it was the bamboo floors. For others, the craftsman interior wood trim around the windows. And to think we spent all that time trying to explain the energy efficiencies of wet-blown cellulose insulation and the structural advantages of engineered lumber. Don't get us wrong, we're still green, but we must have something else going on. If you'd like to get to know us better, visit McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods, we're on a mission here.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A commuting nightmare in the Northeast Corridor.
It was pretty ugly until they opened the doors, but once we got a little breeze coming through the train, people settled down, and now there's about 8 billion people on their cell phones talking.
Steve Pear, one of the thousands of Amtrak passengers stranded when a massive power outage left trains dead on the rails between New York City and Washington. Within the past few minutes, Amtrak's announced that power is being restored. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is live at Washington's Union Station. Barry, what's the scene there?
There's no panic here, Nick, but a lot of people have made other arrangements to get where they're going. A young woman on a cell phone sits cross-legged on the floor and tells her mom in New Jersey she'll probably fly home. A tourist from New Mexico decides to rent a car. As the train status board says, delay, delay, delay. Live at Union Station in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, the Senate is poised today to approve a sweeping immigration reform proposal, setting the stage for a tough fight to reconcile it with a House version. The key difference, the Senate measure contains a provision that paves the way for millions of illegal immigrants to become citizens. The House version doesn't. Still, a main architect of the Senate bill, Arizona Republican John McCain, thinks the wrinkles can be ironed out.
I hope that we can sit down with our colleagues on the House side and work out a good, strong compromise that is comprehensive in nature, and I'm guardedly confident we can do that.
Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nicholson says he's mad as hell over the data on 26.5 million vets being stolen earlier this month. Nicholson told a House panel this morning one reason he's angry is that he's a vet himself.
I am the person ultimately responsible to our veterans, and therefore the responsibility for this situation rests on me.
One member of the House panel is proposing a $1 million reward in connection with the theft. Well, it was some night for Taylor Hicks.
It's only just beginning.
The Alabama is the newest American Idol. This morning, Hicks told the CBS Early Show how excited he was when the big moment came.
I almost laid down on the floor, but I was thinking, just hold your knees up, hold your knees up.
Along with the title, Hicks gets a recording contract. The economy bolted out of the box during the first 3 months of this year. The government says it grew at an annual rate of 5.3%. That's the fastest rate in 2.5 years. The housing market, once hotter than a firecracker, has cooled. The latest sign from the National Association of Realtors, sales of existing homes fell last month by 2%. At the same time, prices posted their smallest increase in 4.5 years. If the Palestinian leaders can't see eye to eye, maybe the Palestinian people should decide. The idea comes today from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He says they can't find common ground with Hamas on the outlines of a Palestinian state. He's going to call a national referendum. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. This is CBS News.
There are two ways to deal with these killers. The easy way or the hard way. For Jack Reacher, the choice is clear. His way is the hard way. The Hard Way, the explosive new thriller by Lee Child, featuring Jack Reacher, the character critics call the perfect hero, loved by women, feared by men, and respected by all. Read The Hard Way by Lee Child, a Delacorte hardcover wherever books are sold.
All right, everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning. Because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Firefighters from all over will gather today to attend the Denver funeral of one of their own. Lieutenant Rich Montoya will be buried 4 days after he was taken off life support following injuries he sustained in a house fire.
It's hard to explain to people how much our families give up for our profession.
Funeral services begin at 11 this morning at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, followed by burial at Fort Logan National Cemetery. A public reception will be held at the Colorado Convention Center this afternoon. Cleveland Browns running back and former Denver Bronco Ruben Drones is in the Arapahoe County Jail this morning facing assault and harassment charges. The arrest stemming from a domestic violence incident back on May 12th in Centennial.
Probable cause was established that Ruben Drones was involved as the suspect in the domestic violence. Mr. Drones had left the residence upon our officer's arrival.
Drones will make a court appearance later this morning in Arapahoe County. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we're off to a pretty good start to that midday drive. I-25 is thinned out coming down from the north end of traffic, and your commute through downtown is also in good shape. Now, do keep in mind across westbound I-70, up in the high country, we have tunnel maintenance on the approach to the Eisenhower Tunnel, as well as inside of the tunnel, and we're looking at extensive delays. That's going to last for the remainder of the day as that road work will remain in place through probably 6 p.m. later on tonight. Now, across the city, we do have a crash on our side streets right at Colfax and Downing, and also an eastbound I-70 stall blocking up the left-hand lane at Quebec. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of 88 degrees. Overall, a very pleasant day.
James Gang. Rise again. 103.5 The Fox presents James Gang on their first tour in 35 years. Featuring the original founding members Jimmy Fox, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden, The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series. Produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang. Rock the way it's supposed to be.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBA Tech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
And part of it was going to be paid for by this Iraqi oil. And my question is really, why isn't that question being asked? Where is that oil being routed to? Who's getting it? And who's selling it? I had heard, and I don't know that I buy this, but I had heard that it had been diverted to Saudi Arabia, which would make sense for Bush's friends over there, but has anybody looked into where this oil is going? And I guarantee you we're guarding those refineries. Where is it going? And why is it that we don't have tanker trucks? We aren't filling up these boats and just sending them to America at this point since we're paid such a cost for this war. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Okay, that leaves two lines open now, 303-713-7600. I think that's a really good answer. One thing I do know is that Iraqi oil production is below pre-war levels. Where it's going, I don't have any idea. I've got no idea about that, but they're not pumping as much out of the ground and being able to distribute as much as they could before the war. Some of that is due to sabotage, and some of it's just due to the political turmoil in the country. Where that oil, what oil is being pumped out, where that's going, you know what? I've never heard that raised either, and had I thought about it this morning, I would have asked Jack Reed from Rhode Island what he thought about it, because he's been there 7 times, and I would have asked him what he thought, and the next congressman that I get on who has any knowledge about Iraq, or the next person that I get on that has any knowledge about Iraq, we'll definitely ask them that question. As a matter of fact, maybe we ought to shoot for having somebody from the Center for American Progress on next week to have them talk about specifically Iraqi oil and what's happened to that oil. I think those are really good questions, and I'm glad that the question was brought up, and I think we should try to get an answer to that, because I don't have any idea what the answer is. Where that oil has gone. I know that they're not pumping what they should pump out of the ground there. But you know what? Nothing that this administration has told us about Iraq has turned out to be true. And I wish we had time, and I don't think we do, but I wish we had time to replay that Jack Reed interview. Because Reed in that interview talks about how the fact that, the latest hyperbole that's coming out of Iraq about troop withdrawal and about how the prime minister, the current prime minister of Iraq says, well, you know, that the Iraqi forces should be able to take over in 18 months and that the Americans would have a supervisory role. And Reid says that's nonsense, basically, and that the guy is, you know, doesn't have his act together. And you can hear it online at am760.net if you want to listen to it. Here's Steve on Capitol Hill who says he has an answer to the question. Steve, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay, the guy was asking what happened to the oil money. I've been trying to follow that for ever since we started occupying Iraq. There's a lot of scandal. But IraqRevenueWatch.org is, I think it's a Foundation for Open Government or something. It's a George Soros-sponsored site. They have been tracking that as much as anybody has. As far as I can tell, that's one of the real problems that's aroused an insurrection. During when we had the occupational provisional authority, $8 billion of their money is just gone missing.
Oh, yeah, well, we've never solved that missing money. There's no question about that.
You know, for us to move into that country and act like, well, we're going to be doing it all above board and do exactly what's happened to the Iraqis before, I mean, like I say, so much of what has actually gone on in the occupation seems designed to provoke some sort of insurrection.
Yeah, I thought that was like $8.5 million that was missing or something like that, or close to $9
million. Billion,
I'm sorry. But it doesn't answer the question about the oil that is being pumped out.
Yeah, where is it going today?
Where's that oil going?
Well, the other thing I understand is, you know who's in charge of handling that? One Mr. Chalabi.
Yeah, Ahmed.
Who is under indictment still in Jordan, who fed
right.
us phony information and is just an absolute crook. But he's the one that, and you know, I see the hand of the American oil money, the oil companies behind that, well, let's put this guy in charge, you know? And it's like, what in the world? And why aren't we hearing more about that? To me, that's such a key issue. Why hasn't the media really focused on that more exclusively, more precisely, you know?
Well, you know, why doesn't somebody stand up at one of these press conferences and ask Tony Snow or how about tonight when the president has this, press conference with Blair? Why doesn't somebody stand up and ask both of them, since they're both responsible for this, you said that the oil money would pay for the reconstruction of Iraq and pay for the war.
Where is it?
Where is it? Where's that money?
Of course, you're going to say, well, the oil pipelines keep getting bombed, blah, blah, blah.
I think there's some legitimacy to that.
There's some legitimacy to that, but I also, when we first went in, the UN passed a resolution saying that the oil money needed to be handled in a totally transparent, above-board manner, and for the clear benefit of the Iraqi people, and we agreed with that, and we have not followed through on that at all. The media doesn't lead us to, you know, see where that issue is, and I think it's a major problem. I think it's one of the things we as Americans can do is focus on that and demand some answers, because that's such a key. I mean, if we were handling it in an honest way and it was going back to the neighborhoods in Iraq, and I think it would really strengthen the government there, and I would think it would really reduce the insurrection.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, about most of the fighting over there, I mean, most of the insurrection about over there is focused around who is going to control what resources. I mean, that's another major argument that they're having over there at the right now, and that they're going to continue to have a major argument over who's going to control what. And I don't see any progress in that being worked out either.
No. So what are we looking at? It seems like Our big guys wanted to grab their share of it, and you know, if it cost some American lives, and it's probably not from their family, you know.
Yeah.
They'll just keep going, and if they can make money hand over fist and keep hoodwinking us, and whenever anybody questions, oh, well, we've got to fight them there, or we're going to be fighting them here, and they go back to counting their money gleefully, say, well, that worked again. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm kind of cynical about it, and I just... You know, I would really agree with you. I would really like to see that question focused on with Tony Snow and everybody else. There is absolutely no reason for those oil money dollars to be hidden. That is something that can be totally above board. There is no reason for that to be so hidden, and yet we're allowing it to be, and I think it's costing American lives.
Yeah.
It's costing lives
of
Iraqis.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Steve, thank you, man.
Thank
Great
you.
Call. All right. And I think he's right about that. 303-713-7600. I'm still waiting, too, for a small government conservative to call me up and ask me what they're doing these days. I mean, they're going to vote Republican again. By the way, breaking news, a verdict has been reached in the trial of the two former Enron executives, and the verdict is due to be read shortly. That's Ken Lay and Mr. Skilling, and we'll find out what happens to them. And if you read David Sirota's book, you'd be surprised at the amount of executives who don't get prosecuted. One line open, 303-713-7600. Open phones underway here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Anything you want to talk about, hey, we're here to...
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
Dork is back with their brand new album, Suck It. Join Denver's own Dork as they celebrate the release of their new disc, Friday, June 2nd at Rock Island for an all-ages show. Suck It, the new album from Dork, includes the new single, F-I-I-K, featuring Stefan Egerton of The Descendants. The Dork Suck It CD Release Party, June 2nd at Rock Island, 1614 15th Street. All ages, $8, doors at 6:30. And don't miss Dork on their third year with the Vans Warped Tour. Check WeAreDork.com for details.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
MJ England and Associates, making a positive difference in our community.
Bush is dumb.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
9:19, 19 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 83. Under mostly sunny skies. Gas giveaway. Shelley Flanagan of Denver, John Higgins of Denver, and Ken Doikas of Louisville. All three of you now have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call us at 303-631-2760 to claim $100 of gas from AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you didn't win, don't worry. I'll be calling more names tomorrow morning. And once again, Shelley Flanagan, John Higgins, and Ken Douglas, or Doikas, D-O... It's D-O-Y-K-O-S. You have 7 Doikas. You have 7 minutes to call us at 303-631-2760 to win $100 worth of free gas from AM760 Progressive Talk. If you're not a Progressive Club member, sign up at am760.net. All right. It's open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. We go back to the phones. Let's go to Dean and the Divide. Dean, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Good morning. I'd like you to know I live out on the fringe of your coverage area, but I dedicatedly tune you in every day.
Oh, thank you.
And I travel a lot to southwest Colorado, and I usually lose you over Monarch Pass. You need to increase your power.
Well, that's up to the FCC for that.
Okay. But listen, I was calling to ask you a favor, and that's if you could act as a your program or something. Maybe Jim Lewis and his local updates could act as a grassroots central announcement for demonstrations, peace movement get-togethers, things of that nature, and that would act as a for the sake of establishing some community.
Well, we do. We put those things on when people call up on Fridays, and anytime we do open phones, they're free to call up and plug their individual events.
Well, that's great then, because Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is going to be at the Air Force Academy May 31st, and the Pikes Peak Justice and Peace Commission is hosting a peace demonstration, and we're going to all be there at 7:30 to 10 a.m. right at the North Gate entrance to the Air Force Academy to let Mr. Rumsfeld know that a lot of us don't appreciate what he's doing.
All right. Repeat that again. Repeat that time and place.
It's May 31st from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're going to meet at the North Gate entrance to the Air Force Academy.
All right.
And that's the Pikes Peak. It's sponsored by the Pikes Peak Justice and Peace Commission. And I just feel that more of us people who are concerned, and the folks, your audience who call in to you with concerns, if we have an opportunity to get together and know that there is a massive amount of us, that we're not all just little individuals sitting in our homes with concerns, that we would see more progress made and changes, because it's the squeaky wheel that gets greased. And
more than free here on any open phone segment to call up and plug whatever you want. We've never stopped anybody from doing it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Jay. I wasn't really aware of that because I'm self-employed. I struggle to make a living myself. And when I get spare minutes, though, I'm listening to you and the rest of our progressive community out there with our concerns. But I just know that when we get together, we can make more happen than just expressing ourselves for a few minutes relief over the air with you, which I vastly appreciate.
All right. You got
okay.
It, Dean.
Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. That frees up two lines at 303-713-7600. Here's Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I really like the comments on the gentleman previously about where's the oil. It's questions I've been asking for a long time. And I'd really like to see where that comes to. I'd really appreciate it if the people that you have may be able to get those answers.
Yeah, I think we're going to work on that for next week.
The other thing I wanted to mention is what turns the Republicans off, and believe me, I have a lot of Republican friends that I talk to, but what seems to turn them off the quickest is our boys attacking without, as soon as we attack, we should back it up with ideas and why, you know, why we believe that we can do a better job. We really need some leadership out there and doing this in the Senate and Congress. And the main thing is the reason that this oil won't be investigated is because of where it's going is because the Republicans aren't investigating anything. They're not investigating themselves. They're not investigating any kind of misappropriations of money, the $9 billion and $8 billion. This is factual. This is what they do. But the ideas to back up with what we're saying, and then what they do is always go to the economy. Oh, but the economy's doing so well. My argument to that is that Reagan wrote bad checks during Reaganomics in order to pump into the economy, in order to keep it going, and rose the deficit, weaken the dollar. And the same thing is happening today. I can make my bank account look good if I write bad checks. I can do it. They're writing bad checks.
Well, you know, my question about the economy is how are people's paychecks, how are people's salaries doing? How are wages doing?
They're not. They're the corporate earnings are higher, and that's what's kind of keeping inflation down. But what they're doing is pumping money into the economy to keep inflation down, and they're writing all these bad checks. Now, I can't do it as a citizen. Why should the government be able to do it and run the largest government that this country's ever seen?
Well, I don't think they should be able to, and I think that a lot of us, you know, out here in increasing numbers feel that it's wrong. That's why I keep throwing out the challenge here, and I've been throwing it out now for the last hour and a half, that I'd like to have some small government conservative call me up and tell me what he thinks now about, or she, what she thinks now about George W. Bush and about what he's done with this country and what the Republican Congress, controlled Congress, has done. And as far as the Democrats having ideas, we've got lots of ideas out there. The trouble is that we're caught in a twofold thing. Number one, the ideas that we have in the Congress can't get heard because they're bottled up by the Republican majority. And number two, the media acts as an echo machine to keep repeating the same story over and over again. Well, the Democrats don't have any ideas. Well, the Democrats don't have any ideas. I had a guy yesterday who never made it to the airwaves who was going to call up and wanted to ask, well, what are the Democratic ideas? I had just just gotten off the phone with Tom Daschle, who had laid out a whole slew of ideas on everything from energy to the war in Iraq. I mean, it's like, you know, there's plenty of people out there with plenty of ideas. There's plenty of plans. And the idea that we don't have any ideas just, you know, isn't true. I mean, ask any Democrat, okay, you know what? What do you want to do about Iraq? Most would tell you that they favor some form of withdrawal, and they would say, well, I favor Murtha, or I favor John Kerry, or I like Lawrence Corbett's Center for American Progress's idea, or I think Joseph Biden's got the right idea. I mean, you know, but the Republicans, I mean, this administration has no idea on how to get us out.
Well, and they're labeling us as no ideas, but we need to do.
But we have to stand up against them. We have to stand up and cry foul when they do that.
We have to do a better job media, because the only place I see the ideas of Democrats is on C-SPAN when I'm watching the senators and congressmen argue their point when I'm watching C-SPAN.
You know, a column you should read, a column you should get a hold of if you can, and you might have to be a subscriber to get it, but you get a hold of a column. Get a hold of Paul Krugman's column, I believe it's from earlier in this week, about Joe Lieberman, called Talk Show Joe. Get a hold of that column and read it, and it says volumes about the media in this country. It really does. Read it.
I appreciate it, Jay. You're doing a great job.
Okay, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And if you got a few spare bucks to throw around, not saying that any of us do, but you can always give Ned Lamont a little money. But, you know, it's really true. I mean, the media just keeps, parroting this back and forth day in and day out about how we have no ideas. And as Krugman points out in this column, that the media is always looking for a centrist Democrat. And you know what a centrist Democrat is? A centrist Democrat is somebody who believes and agrees with the Republicans, like Joseph Lieberman. So the end result is that the base of Lieberman's party in Connecticut are angry with him, and they're voting for this guy Ned Lamont. But the thing is Lieberman is getting his picture on TV all the time because he fits that description of being a centrist Democrat. So you got Talk Show Joe going on there. Meanwhile, bang, I mean, he's got problems. And he's going to have a primary challenger, and it's going to be the first time in God knows how long. And this is a grassroots effort by this guy, Ned Lamont. 9:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up. The Enron verdict will be read in approximately 30 minutes. So, Amelia?
Yes?
What do you think? You think that both of them get it, or do they walk?
You got to warn me before you're going to involve me in these conversations.
Well, it's a simple question. I mean, do you think Ken Lay and Mr. Skilling... do you think that they get nailed, or do you think that they get off?
I have no idea.
None whatsoever? could just take a guess. You can flip a coin.
I'll flip it. How about I go with you? I don't know what you're talking about. I am...
The Enron trial.
Okay, the Enron trial.
The verdict is going to be read in 30 minutes.
Okay.
Do Mr. Skilling and Mr. Lay, A, get off. B, get the book thrown at him. C, only partially get the book thrown at him.
C.
Partially get the book thrown at him.
Yeah.
All right. You do
know.
You're
making me look stupid,
James. Look, Amelia. Amelia, you do know what the Enron trial is,
don't you? Of course
I
do.
Well, what did you think I was talking about?
Well, here I have to transition from, you know, stalls and crashes into Enron. I'm not ready for that.
It's too much to ask you to multitask.
I'll be more prepared next time.
No, forget it. There won't be a next time.
Oh, okay. Is this my last shot?
This is your live. I won't ask you any more complicated questions. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's not as if we're trying to land. What's your favorite color?
Really want to know?
Yeah, you can answer that question, can't you?
It's been pink for a couple years now.
Pink?
Yeah. You saw my headphones, Jay.
They're pink.
No, they're bedazzled with pink jewels.
Amelia, you're just such a fashion plate. We just don't know how to handle you.
I know. It's a good thing it's radio.
By the way, the Krugman article I was talking about is at commondreams.org. You should read that, too.
I will.
Amelia. Okay. Will. So 9:32, 28 minutes in front of 10, the fabulous Amelia Earhart with a look at traffic.
Thank you, Jay. Well, everything's pretty much wrapped up along our roadways. I-25 back to normal. We got one patch of leftover slowing. It lies southbound right between I-70 and Yale. And up in the high country along westbound I-70, we've got ongoing construction work blocking up one lane at a time across westbound. And we're looking at big-time delays. That road work is going to remain in place through the remainder of the day. Now, up and down our 225 commute in Aurora. Speeds are back on the high side, and our earlier problems right around Yosemite and the southbound lanes are cleared up as well. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of 88 degrees. We might...
Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson invites you to spend a night under the stars with the one you love. Your classic rod. Your killer motorcycle. Thunder Mountain Harley will be hosting Hot Rod Night every Wednesday and Hogs and Hooters Bike Night every Thursday. Join us as we rock out to live music at the brand new Thunder Mountain Amphitheater and enjoy food and beer specials at the neighboring Hooters. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday from 5 to 9, starting May 17th and 18th. Thunder Mountain Harley Davidson, Colorado's premier Harley dealership. Up I-25 at Crossroads Boulevard. Online at thundermountainharley.com.
So you can't get paid on your insurance claim. What now? If payment on your claim has been denied, what do you do? What can you do? You don't have to just take it. There is an entire body of law dealing with bad faith insurance practices. No matter what kind of insurance policy you're dealing with, the law of bad faith applies. It doesn't matter if it's car insurance, disability insurance, medical bills, health insurance, or HMOs. The simple truth is that the insurance companies have to comply with the laws. They have to treat your claim in good faith. If you have an insurance issue, you just can't be ignored. Your claim has to be handled appropriately and in good faith. Simple words with powerful meaning. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've handled matters like this for years. We've helped the consumer negotiate these insurance law mazes. If you have an insurance problem or question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock can be reached 24 hours a day at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
All right, everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning. Because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. Call 303-660-9669 and take the guesswork out of your next home improvement project. Register to win a home makeover in the Best in Class Ultimate Home Makeover Contest. Log on at callbestinclass.com. Weekly winners and one grand prize winner. Sign up now at callbestinclass.com.
Trusted Roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 83. Mostly sunny skies. Part one of our get-together. Well, that sounds really cliched. You and I getting together here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sitting in Brad Schultz this afternoon between 1 and 4. We'll have David Sirota back, author of Hostile Takeover. And the Enron verdict will be read in approximately 26 minutes from right now. No, that's not right. In approximately 24 minutes from right now, we'll find out whether Mr. Skilling and Mr. Lay go to Club Fed or what happens to them. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. And we go to Ted in Denver. Ted, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. You've been talking about Iraqi oil, and I read an article in the Financial Times of London yesterday where it said that the Kurds have already leased out some of their oil fields, and that a Norwegian company, a Canadian company, and a Turkish company are now all drilling in those fields.
Mm.
The Kurds say those are their fields. Those are those northern oil fields. Meanwhile, the new Iraqi government says, oh, no, these are fields for all of Iraq. And so you've got this tension that's been there ever since Saddam was overthrown.
Yeah, that's that struggle over assets that's going on.
Right, and the article goes on to say that they agree that the oil fields and the infrastructure in Iraq need about $25 billion, that's with a B, to get them back up and running sufficiently, and that right now they're producing about 2.1 million barrels a day, when before the war started, they were producing 2.5 million barrels, something
mm-hmm.
that John Murtha keeps talking about. But this is kind of all going on, and we're not talking about it in the U.S. You know, Financial Times comes out of London, but there's some real, real problems sitting here with this new government and with where money's going, where oil's going, and everything else.
Well, I knew that their oil production was below standard. I knew that to begin with. I did not know that the Kurds had already, exerted autonomy and had leased out the fields. And you're right, they are fighting over that. And the Sunnis are also fighting for their piece of it, feeling that the Shiites are going to keep most of it and give them nothing and try to partition the country and leave them out of the the picture. So you're right. It's a total and complete mess. And once again, it goes back to what I've talked about the last couple of days. I mean, it's just it's like the administration had no plan. They had no plan for anything. They don't have any plan now. I mean, we're kind of on autopilot, and events are kind of bumping along. And if they're doing something about it, they're keeping it a pretty good secret as to how they intend to get us. A, untangled out of there, and B, get this situation, this civil strife that's going on there, straightened out. I mean, on the day that this new prime minister talks about how he's going to get control of the country, what? They got all these people get killed.
You know, and the whole thing is, too, our mainstream media says very little about any of this. When
right.
somebody like Condi Rice comes on one of these major news shows, they never ask her, well, wait a minute, what about this and this and this and this? And so people in the U.S. think, well, we've hit another turning point. Things are going to be a lot better now. When all of this stuff is going on and it's getting reported in the international press, but we never see anything in our newspapers.
You know what? You're right. And that's what Media Matters for America is all about. I mean, that's what they keep track of, the fact that you're right. I mean, the Tim Russerts and the George Stephanopouluses and the rest of them, the Chris Matthews and the rest of them never ask these crucial questions, and they allow Condoleezza Rice and others to basically, Wolf Blitzers, and they allow them to basically get away with murder, and they never pin them down on anything. And it's a disservice. It is a disservice to the American public, and it's a disservice to the country as a whole. I mean, it's just a bad scene. It's really a bad scene. Ted, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Sure thing, Jay.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Larry, who's calling long distance from New Mexico. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, where in New Mexico are you?
Well, I'm actually in Colorado Springs, but we come from Farmington in the Four Corners.
Oh, I know exactly where that is.
Yep. Well, that's a great place to be from.
Yes, it is. New Mexico's a fine state.
Yeah, I actually I prefer Colorado, but that's okay. What I have is a question. How do we get a grassroots movement started, or is it already started, to vote everyone out of office that's in office now, no matter what party they're in?
You'll never have that happen.
It has to happen, or we're going to be...
I disagree. I think I think there are congressmen and senators who are doing good, hard work and doing good jobs, and I don't want them thrown out. I mean, I don't want Mark Udall turned out of office. I think he's doing a wonderful job. I don't want Diana to get turned out of office. I think she's doing a wonderful job. I would vote to reelect them tomorrow.
Okay. So this, I'm in the wrong venue. What I'm getting at, what I believe is going to have to occur, is everyone is going to have to give up their power base in the Congress, and they can start over. If they're doing a fine job, then the next election they can come back and go again, but they will be without their power.
Well, that doesn't fix anything. What fixes things is you're going to have to get into possibly the discussion of public financing of campaigns so that candidates don't have to go to big money donors in order to get elected. The Netroots is going to have to get involved, which pushes big money out of the campaigns. And as David Sirota indicated earlier today, you got to start on a local level grooming politicians. But to go around and say that everybody in Congress should leave, that they're all doing a bad job, is to negate the, you know, the work of people like Russell Feingold, is to negate the work of people like Mark Udall, is to negate the work of people like Jack Reed from Rhode Island, and you know, others that are in there that are busting their butts and trying to get things done. Barbara Boxer and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them who are trying very, very hard to get things done, and I don't think you can just throw them out. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to stop progress?
I don't see any progress. What I see is...
Well, the reason you don't see any progress is because you've got a Congress controlled by one party. So the trick is that you make the change in November.
Right. And it does have to change in November, and again in November, and again in November. It has to happen for six elections in a row.
But where did you come up with the idea of six elections in a row?
Well, because first you have to get out the president twice.
But why? Why would you? If you had a president of the United States that was doing an excellent job, and you were happy with him, why would you want to just throw him out?
Because if he's in there long enough, I believe he's going to become corrupted by the people that are in power, unless everyone is changed. If everyone is changed,
I just don't agree with that. I think that's a cynical viewpoint.
I wished I wasn't cynical. I would really like to not be cynical.
Well,
but
I think one of the things you can do to get uncynical is get involved in the, you know, local campaigns in your community.
Uh-huh. And you get a choice. You can either vote for the guy that's in, or you can vote for the guy that's going in.
All right. Well, who's your congressman?
Domenici.
No, Pete Domenici is your senator. Who's your congressman?
Oh, I can't tell you.
All right. So let me get this straight. Let me totally figure this one out. You call up here and you tell me that everybody should be thrown out of office, yet you yourself can't tell me who your congressman is. So you have no idea who you're talking about. So therefore, if you don't have any idea who you're talking about, how do you know what their voting record is?
I don't care what their
voting
record
is. Well, you know what? You may not care what their voting record is, but the point is, you're talking about something clearly that you know nothing about because you don't know who your congressperson is. Now, how can you make an informed statement about somebody's job and the job they do without knowing what they do?
I guess what I'm...
No, I mean, answer my question. How can you make an informed statement about what somebody does if you don't know who they are?
You're absolutely right. I cannot make an informed...
Then don't make one, because you're not making an informed statement. Then instead of sitting here being Mr. Cynical and talking on the phone to me and asking how we can just wholesale throw everybody out, why don't you do this? Why don't you go back to Four Corners, find out who your congressperson is, find out what their voting record is, and decide whether you like them or not. And if you don't like them, make an individual effort in your congressional district to achieve change and support somebody who's running against them.
Okay.
All right?
You make perfect sense.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
And 80 for Memorial Day. Right now it's 70 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K. Registration begins at $35. With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
So, Dex.
Yeah?
I hear you know about lots of stuff.
I know my share.
So you know doctors.
Yep.
Business hours.
Uh-huh.
Credit cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Places with 9 types of exotic cheese.
Uh-huh.
Where plastic flamingos are in season.
10-4, good buddy.
Bet you don't know the capital of Malaysia.
Yeah, that's not really in the job description.
Uh-huh.
Dex delivers the most complete local info any way you like it. In print, on CD-ROM, or at DexOnline.com.
I do have a Kuala Lumpur burger.
You got it.
I did? What'd I get?
Dex. The one that gets used. Dex knows.
The Army National Guard.
My name's Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Regency Window. Regency Window.
Do what I did. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. This is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
The 3v3 Live Soccer Tournament is rolling into Clement Park June 17th and 18th. Show off your foot skills to win it all. Head to 3on3live.com to register your team by June 9th. Powered by Verizon Wireless.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'll be back this afternoon between 1 and 4 singing for Big Ed Schultz. A couple lines open now during open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. All right, let me go to Jennifer Loveland, who's been hanging on. Jennifer, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to say real quick that I just moved to this area and found your station, and I'm quite glad I did.
Where'd you move from?
I moved back to Colorado from the East Coast.
Oh, where on the East Coast?
In Delaware.
You know, that's one state I've never been to.
I'm not surprised.
Well, no, don't say it like that. I just never had a job there, so I never went there. I know people that have been there. Where in Delaware did you live?
I lived in Newark, Delaware, near the University of Delaware.
Did you not like it there?
I did not like it there. No, I was born and raised in the mountains here in Colorado.
Okay.
And the East Coast just killed my spirit.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're not the first person who's told me that. All right, anyway, so I know you didn't call me to talk about Delaware, but I'm one of these people that I'm always inquisitive and want to know where people have been and what's been up with them. But anyway, so go ahead, and I don't mean to take up any more of your time.
No problem. I'll be the first one to admit that I am certainly not the most informed on this subject, but I just can't help but think that the media and the mainstream media is the cause of so many problems today. I just recently watched a documentary called Outfoxed about Rupert Murdoch. And
Robert Greenwald's film.
Yes, and I was amazed at how closed my eyes have been to so many things in the world. Fox News is just, I was appalled. I was completely appalled. They don't perform anything resembling journalism. It's all about spin and leaning towards the right. And I can't help but think that other mainstream media outlets are following in his footsteps because he's becoming so successful. And I just wish, of course, I will try by word of mouth, but I just wish more people could really pay attention to what they are and are not being told.
Well, there's a couple of excellent resources out there. First of all, read Eric Alterman's book called What Liberal Media. That's worth reading. Read Blinded by the Right by David Brock.
Okay.
And also The Republican Noise Machine by David Brock.
Okay.
And if you really want to get your mind blown, go to MediaMatters.org.
Right. Okay.
And check out Media Matters for America, an organization that I contribute to, and I wholeheartedly try to steer everybody to Media Matters. It is the most important organization going, and if you missed the URL there, it's Media Matters for America, I believe, .org is what it is. I never get it right, but it's MediaMatters.org. I'm sorry, it's MediaMatters.org, and you can and then they spend their entire time debunking the lies and the myths that are perpetrated not only by Fox but the rest of the mainstream media. And your feelings about something being wrong but not being able to put your finger on it are absolutely correct.
Sure. And, I mean, I think it stresses everywhere from campaign financing to, as everyone says, where's the oil going into Iraq? I mean, we just are so uninformed, and I am so frustrated that I just had to call and talk about it.
Well, you know what? You're not alone. I mean, I was having this same discussion with David Sirota when he was leaving here, and I was saying to him, you know, there are so many books and so many magazines and so much stuff I want to read, and there's just not enough time to get to all of them. And then you have the problem of, well, you want to stay informed about what's going on. You want to know what's happening. But you got to be careful about what sources you follow and what you listen to, because if you're not careful, you'll get sucked up into the media, you know, the mainstream media noise machine, which translates out to the right wing. And you'll end up parroting their talking points or hearing what they're saying without actually realizing it. But the thing about Media Matters for America is you can sign up for their mailers, and you'll get a ton of them. You get probably 10, 15 a day, but you can kind of go over them and read them and look. And when you've read that stuff enough and you've read it over enough, what ends up happening is then you start to see it when it happens. And you're able to pick it out, and you're able to say, wait a minute, there's something wrong with the question he just asked, or why didn't he follow up and ask so-and-so questions? So you really, in this day and age, got to be careful about what media you consume and where you get your information, and be careful about what you use, particularly when it comes to pundits and talking heads who have a regular habit of getting on television and misstating positions and lying.
Yes, and spouting their own opinion as news, that's,
right.
That's the worst part. And I think just the thing that concerns me the most is so many Americans don't want to dig any deeper. And I think that's a lot of our problems.
You know, a lot of them don't have time. But, you know, the problem here is that there's no – I had a huge – let me tell you something. I had a huge argument with a listener. I don't want to say it was a huge argument, but I'll say I had a heated discussion with a listener. And this was once on the Schultz show, I think it was, that she said to me, well, the answer to all of this is you boycott the media. And I said to her, no, the answer is that you subscribe to Media Matters for America's mailing list, that they provide a contact email on there, and that when you see something that you know is wrong, you write a polite but passionate letter asking either for a correction or questioning as to why they did what they did, and you work the media and you keep watch on the media, because that's what the right wing has been doing in this country since 1971, and they've become very, very successful in that they have moved the mainstream media to the right. And what we need to do is we need to work the media and move it back into the center, at least, or possibly to the left.
Well, I absolutely agree, and not only take media to task for things they do, but talk to your neighbor who may not be so well informed about what's going on, because person-to-person knowledge and spreading of knowledge is really, really important, and I firmly believe that.
Yep, you got to get involved. You know, there's no question about that. Hey, Jennifer, thank you. Welcome back to Colorado.
Thanks very much, Jay.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Let me go to John in Rollinsville. John, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, John.
Hey, you know, I got a, I love everything I'm hearing here. I'm a transplant, been here since 92. All right? I moved from Michigan, and I used to be a talk radio freak way out there, and I'm glad I found you guys. And you're right with the other callers back then. I don't even know my congressman.
Well, why don't you?
Well, I've got explanations, but no excuses. I'm listening to everything that's going on, and I'm trying to be informed, and I try to tell all my friends that you got to be informed and listen to the subjects of the day, and they just don't care about what the government's doing. They don't care about anything. You know, they're just working class six-pack Joes, and they're just leaving everything up to whoever happens to, you know, vote or whatever. So I just want to give you kudos and everything. I'm trying to keep informed. I'm working on getting my documentation back from Michigan so I can be able to vote again.
Well, you know, find out who your congressman is, and, you know, it's important.
Yeah, I will.
And, you know, listen, yeah. I've got friends that are apolitical. I've got a guy who used to be a good friend of mine who's very, very apolitical, and, you can only do so much to reach those people, and in the end...
Yeah, you try.
And that's basically all you can do. John, thank you. I got to run. I appreciate the call. All right, that's it for this morning. Now, coming up this afternoon between 1 and 4, I'll be in for Ed Schultz. So it's a long day here in part 2. The Enron verdict is going to be read shortly in a couple of minutes here, and we'll find out what happens to Mr. Skilling and Mr. Lay. And I'll talk to you this afternoon between 1 and 4. David Sirota will be back with us, among other people. And if you can't catch me this afternoon, I'll be back tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For $1 an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
03458 Pool. That's 458 POOL.
Do the herbs in Kaito Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining.